All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank you all out there for listening to our show and following us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.
Did you mention
Twitch?
You're
no,
Twitch?
We're not on Twitch yet.
Oh,
that was what Petner was supposed to be doing, but he failed. Come on, Petner.
Did you mention Facebook?
Yeah.
How about Instagram?
Yep.
How about Facebook? All right.
Wait a minute.
Of course.
You got me go.
I would never forget any of them. I would never forget any of them. But mostly Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm a little slower like these days on posting my videos.
I know.
I have another couple I think in my phone, but
you gotta get on it, man.
Well, you know, it's summer's over, so it's going to be a little it's a
There's
lot
time.
True that. You're going to have a lot more time to
I have 2 days off tomorrow
to post bunk shit on Instagram.
Yep. I did another dishes. It just didn't work out very well. It was just kind of, you know, you don't really see much. It's good when you can see like a pile going from one side to the other, like eventually. You don't really get a good view of it, so I was a little disappointed.
What was the last one you just did, before and after of your like yard cleanup or whatever?
Yeah. The power washer.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, I bet that's actually satisfying.
It is like especially now. And also we were talking about that because last time we recorded on the porch it was filthy.
Yes.
And it's been filthy for a while
because of the
figs, and everything. And so, but I got this power washer. Boom, man, it looks so good.
That was one of those jobs that my dad tricked me into wanting to do because it's like, hey, you know what you should do? Like, this is a lot of fun. It's a big water gun.
Yeah.
Just spray the deck for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. This is so much fun.
It gets kind of fun. You know, it is kind of fun. I mean, it is kind of like, it's one of those things where you get kind of close to it and you give a nice, good stream, and then it'll...
I love a good stream.
Good streams are important. I miss
yeah, you do.
I miss a good stream. But you could really, like, clean off... You'd see like a mark.
It's only getting worse.
See a mark when you're spraying all over the place. You could see a mark there. Like, so.
Yeah,
anyway, it's good stuff.
Okay.
All
right,
good stuff. Power washing.
How did we get on that tangent right off the bat?
Power washing.
Because we're
in a new place.
It was Instagram.
Instagram because
that's
I was cleaning
power washing video.
I brought it back.
But I'm curious. Did you have that big giant toolbox there? I don't know if you can see that or not, Rich.
Yes,
that's rude. I thought he was pointing at me.
Yeah.
That is
awesome.
That's
it's a
man
legit
box right there.
That's my toolbox.
That's a good toolbox, man.
Yeah.
That's like
it's
legit.
Roller. It's got rolling.
Is it Phil?
It's there's stuff in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's
tools.
Full.
You got good tools.
Yeah.
A wide variety.
My tools are
there's
like
enough
spread
to get
out.
Stuff done. Well, now, they used to be, but not anymore.
So
now
is that new?
It's my dad's hand-me-down.
Hey, dude, that's money.
But
that's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah.
And I've had it for quite some time, but
okay.
I haven't been. There's no place to put it. At the old two-bedroom.
Where was it?
In a storage garage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now it's here.
Dude, you got so much space now, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
So much room
dude.
For activity.
It's fantastic. But let's start the show, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Life's a binge.
My new thing failed me. Failed me.
Right? You jumped. What's up?
What's up? You know you did.
When you were like, all right, let's start the show. Like, motherfucker, I wasn't ready yet.
Well, that's
let me
what that means.
This.
Scheiße.
So,
that's
here we
what
go.
It means. What's up, gents?
Man.
Welcome to my hot box.
We've
it's
all,
called the garage.
You know.
It's actually not that bad.
I think BJ's had the most relaxed past couple weeks versus
have I?
The two of us.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, true. I did have a vacation.
You had a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And then came back to not working. So there's that.
I came back to work. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it's true. Jared's like, I'm working. I'm working. I can't watch the show. I'm like, I'm working too. In between naps and watching the football game, I'm actually working.
Naps are hard work.
I didn't actually have no naps today, but I did. Man, you know, I got my hips shots.
Yeah, cortisones.
Yes.
Oh,
it's much, much, much better.
Nice. Oh, right on.
It's so yeah. It's been really glorious. It's not perfect,
right?
But just compared to before, every little thing was just.
I heard a cortisone shot hurts like a motherfucker.
They didn't really hurt. They're kind of weird. I mean, they give you like a.
What does it feel like?
They give a Novocaine.
Describe the feeling.
And so they give you Novocaine, you know, to numb it. It's like when you're getting a bigger shot and the dentist, they give you a smaller shot first to numb it up. And then they, so they can put, give you the, because this one's going into your bone, like all the way into your bone.
No thanks.
And so I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I would watch it. I'm worried that way.
My head was kind of up.
I would definitely watch it.
And there were a couple times when he's pushing it in, you can kind of feel it. He would kind of brush a nerve.
Scrape.
Yikes. And you're like, and then, but it never did take off into like great pain. It was just like a moment of, and then.
See, that's what's so weird. Like, everyone says, have you ever had like an open nerve or something in your tooth or whatever?
Yeah.
Now everyone says that's like the most intense pain ever. Do you agree?
I've had a toothache before where I felt like I had to hide from the pain as if it were rain, like,
but mouth
climb
pain
under
is
something
different than other pain.
It's intense.
It's so weird. So I describe it like everyone's like, did it hurt? Because I like chipped one of my molars, and then it got so bad that they had to pull the tooth. Uh-huh. So I'm missing a tooth, but because the pain just wouldn't ever go away.
It's just a constant.
But it wasn't there. Streaming. It was like fine. And then like I'd eat a French fry, and then like one tiny granule of salt would like ping, and like it would send this. But it didn't feel like pain to me. Yeah. Like it feels like when they shove the thing in the back of Neo's head, and he gets uploaded in the Matrix for the first time, and he goes that like that like face of like. And you hear that digital, like, like that's what it feels like. Like, there's more like, bzz, like an electrocution. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't feel
there
like pain,
though. There is kind of an electric feel to it.
Like, it just licked like a car battery instead of a 9-volt battery. Like, like it's just, it was instant, but then it would go away. Everyone's like, it's the most intense pain. But I'm like, I wouldn't know if I would.
I don't think
say
you had
it pain.
Inflamed for,
it was,
I mean,
pretty
like,
pretty rough. Because
I think it's, that'll stay until you yank it, I think. Like, my experience has been okay. like when it's like really like caught up in there, or it's like exposed or whatever, it feels like, I remember it doesn't go away. And
I had that pretty gnarly like 2 years ago, I think, where for a couple of days, and I had mine like, yanked too, like it was a wisdom tooth, because I hadn't had them pulled yet,
right.
And it was just like got all weird. And so they went, it's like, oh yeah, we might as well take all four while we're in there. And I'm like, all right,
yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. But up until then, like if I did anything, like if I got liquid over there or whatever, it was just like.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like I can't even make the noise. Right. That's how bad it was.
That was pretty good. You hit like a good,
like
good,
a good,
good
like
high
a high
note
pitch.
There.
So you got cortisone shots.
Cortisone shots. I'm feeling good.
Nice.
Back to work.
Feeling fine.
You got a new Madden game yet?
No.
You got a new Spider-Man game yet?
No.
Me neither.
My entire Facebook feed is all
Spider-Man. Everyone's like,
and it's hurting my heart because I don't have it. And I don't have it because I just moved and spent all my money on my security deposit and rent.
It's going to be a little while.
I've waited for that game. For years.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Ever since the Spider-Man 2 game.
Ever since Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire movie video game.
And that game
I never
was, what,
played that.
2002?
Probably like 3 or 4. Probably 2002, 2003, somewhere on there.
But it's fun.
It was the best.
I love it.
It was
game.
The best.
Yeah.
It was like open
it.
Roam.
Yeah.
You could literally like, your triggers were like your left arm and right arm for your web slinging. So you could like, and like slingshot. It was the greatest.
That's cool.
And then every Spider-Man game since then has sucked.
Well, because they went away from
one
like.
It's supposed to be.
A lot of what made that game good. They just
everything,
like, let's just not do that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be everything that you want in a Spider-Man game. And it's supposed to be the shit.
Right on.
Yeah. And
I'm looking forward
it.
To trying it. I don't have it either.
Yeah, all the real things happening in the world, all I've seen on Facebook is people, Spider-Man is awesome!
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I know from my friends that it takes a very long time to download.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw that. 4 hours! 4 hours to install the game! I'm like,
it's
I clearly have not played games in a long time
you gotta
on a console.
Do it before
that
you go to bed.
Insane!
Yeah.
No, people get so excited. They're like, I got the game! And you run home and you put it, you're like, wait. Downloading
what?
Update. And then once it finally installs, then you just go to start and it's like there's already a patched update and then you have to download that, which takes another hour and a half. Yeah.
That'd be
sometimes those consoles are looking pretty sweet these days.
That'd be infuriating.
Those Nintendo
to me.
Cartridges. Click. Oh, it's already on here?
Yeah.
Great.
I can just start playing immediately. What a novel idea.
Anyway.
PS4, baby.
What's up with you, Rich? We haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
I moved in a
Where are you?
Tornado of chaos and speed.
I know that.
Since
know
we didn't have as much.
Well, we didn't have.
You didn't have time either.
Well, we had. We have. We still have time.
Okay.
Because it's all at her mom's like.
Yeah.
Place.
Like our last. Yeah. We had that. We had the old place up until Friday, and we moved into the new place, like the Thursday or Wednesday before that. And it was brutal. Like you discover like how much extra crap you have when you move.
Look,
and
my garage.
As we are surrounded by Jared's crap.
There's a reason why I don't have a garage studio.
I'm so well. That's the thing. We sort of downsized in the amount of space that we have. Like our place is more functional. Like it's more updated. Everything's new. We have a dishwasher, which I haven't had in a long time. Which I'm
nice.
Like, yes. But there's just not quite as much storage, which I was super happy about because I'm like, well, now I'm motivated to just get rid of stuff. But,
yep.
And I've always had this. I've had this philosophy that I have not adhered to for the past year. Or so I was like, look, if I haven't touched it in a year, I don't need it. Like I just don't need it. Like,
right.
Obviously, right.
And does that qualify for anything across the board?
Like no,
little trinkets
it doesn't.
And stuff that's like, on shelves and things.
There's
like
always that,
that
one
yeah, I'm sure
exception,
you,
like
yeah.
something you pick. Like I picked up a thank you like picture frame thing from when I sound designed a show in like you know 2005,
right?
Because it like has a special place in my heart,
of course.
And it was like one of the when I was moving out the very last day, like handing over the keys to the people who bought the house. I was like, oh crap, I forgot this thing in the closet. And I went and grabbed it and I put it in my car. It's still sitting just in the car. Like, it doesn't have a space in the new house. But I was like, I have to get this one thing. Like, I didn't have to,
but
I did.
Yeah, you had to get it.
Because there's always things like that.
Of course.
But across the board, like, it was, I feel good about it. Like, it's right up on Georgia Street. So we moved 3 or 4 blocks west.
Nice. Okay.
So like more,
so it's more closer to toward. It's still North Park.
It's still north. So that's the funny thing. So the zip code has changed. Now we're 92103, which is which is technically the Hillcrest zip code, but the sign, like the now entering this neighborhood sign, is University Heights.
Huh.
Like we're not past the big sign, but like the little official like city sign.
Huh.
It says University Heights, and then Rose is like, "We're still technically North Park." I'm like, "I don't know where I am. Like I'm in all three of those places
at
once.
You're right,
like, right on the border,
right
so,
where they meet.
Just say Hillcrest because that's the
yeah,
nice
that's
area.
The coolest. One.
That's the nice.
They
place.
Should like right? four
where
corners.
Do you live? Oh, Hillcrest.
Yeah, there needs to be like a. This
what's
is
your
the
zip code?
Four
my
quarters.
Zip code is
yeah.
Hillcrest. Now, anywhere from like past Mission Valley to downtown to me is North Park.
But all those neighborhoods, it would be like cool.
Where are you going?
Never mind, like Old Town or
if they had
okay,
a
old
Linda
town,
Vista.
Old Town. No, Linda Vista.
Linda Vista is not a
new. It's North.
I agree. I was over there because I was dropping off like electronic recycling and stuff like that,
yeah.
Just random stuff. And I never go to Linda Vista for anything. Like, I was like what? It's like a ghost town. There's like a drone rental place there, and
where's
the Humane Society is there. It's,
where is it?
It's at the like the foot of USD.
So oh yeah.
Right below
of course.
There.
Like, I was like, I go,
like
I go through it all the time.
McKevely,
and then I go there to the games all the time.
Yeah.
100 times.
Yeah.
So like, I was back and forth to the Humane Society a lot because they'll take like any kind of fabric you have, like if it's towels or blankets or like, even old clothes. Like, yeah, we'll take it. Like anything to keep like you know a poor dog or cat warm. And I'm like, please take
so
my stuff.
Sad.
And they're super nice there. That like they're so enthusiastic about getting. Your old crap.
Thanks for this junk.
And it's like, it kind of makes me want to donate everything to this place because they're just super nice about it.
That
like,
is cool.
This sweet little old lady. Oh, thank you so much. This volunteer, you know? And I'm like,
as opposed to,
I
we can't
do.
Take that. No, we can't take that.
Right? Yeah.
We don't take those.
No, they just took
I'm
everything.
Never coming back. I'm going to find someone who does take it. Who
kinda,
nice
it's, like,
me.
It's like games. You ever take a game to GameStop for like, it's an older game or a sports game, and they're like, oh, we don't
so
take
they can
this.
Murder the value of it for you.
Well, not only that, but
they're
like,
look, we're selling it for $1.99.
We don't take this. And you're like, well, I don't want it. And
I took.
Like, and they're like, we don't want it. I'm like, well, can't you just take it? Like, I know you're not going to sell it for anything.
I
but
bought,
I don't want to leave the store with it.
I bought the entire.
Like, here, they throw it in the trash for you.
The entire Mass Effect. I bought Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 all at the same time from another person in line at GameStop who's trying to trade him in. And they're like, we'll give you 78 cents. And I'm like,
you're
these
like,
games are pretty
right
new.
Now.
Yeah, I'll give you $10 if you give me all three of those games. And the guy's like, sold. Yes.
That's cool.
And then I just gave all that away like on Craigslist, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
That's
I'm like, these are all free.
That's a solid racket right there.
Yeah.
Just standing in line at GameStop and being like, yo, I'll give you $5. Okay, great.
They're all like, dude, we're running a business here. Get out.
It's like, well, you're offering them less than a dollar.
Yeah. I'm doing business too. You
it's
see.
Almost as bad as like buying back college books, which hurts even more. Yeah, that book you spent $200 on. And they're like, ooh, I'll take that for $7.
Yeah, well, buddy of mine for that.
Who's telling me what this. I haven't been in college for ages, for a very long time. Sure. But what a scam.
Wait, you went to college?
No, I went to college. your mom goes to college. But anyway, that what a scam the textbooks are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
do you have to get version 14, guys? Version 14. What's different? Well, page 3 and page 4 are swapped.
And it's $200 more.
Yeah.
And I just heard, I was talking to Lindsay yesterday. This is tangent, in a tangent of a tangent.
Tangent train.
Thank you for that. So she was at like a science and communications conference, and there was a speaker there who was talking about space dust. Like there's dust in space that like obscures like telescopic vision and measurements and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And because we didn't really know about it like 200 years ago, when a lot of like, you know, distance and measurements were decided, pretty much everything we know about how far away stuff is totally wrong.
As far as the universe goes?
Like, everything is wrong. Like all of the distance measurements are all wrong.
On Earth.
They're all wrong.
Like from here to
the moon. So, from here to this, not from here to the moon, like stuff that's within our local solar system.
Are we a mile apart right now? Are you telling me?
We're a mile apart. Everything in the solar system is accurate because it's not far enough away to be obscured by that. But anything outside of it, like we've been using this one benchmark of, I forget what system she said it was, but from here to this is this far. So from there to everything else is like how far are we, like our relation to it.
But whoops.
It's all wrong.
Yeah.
So my first thought was like, wow, the textbook industry is like, yes. Because now we have to reprint all of these books with accurate information.
That's crazy.
That's a scam.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Something's
it's all a racket.
We need to fix that.
Call
Consumer Bob.
What's up with you, Jared?
Nothing. Yeah, moving. Man. Moving. I moved. We're still moving. Well, you're still unpacking.
You're lucky.
We're trying to organize everything.
You didn't have a hard deadline to be out of.
No.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little easier.
And 99% of everything is here now. There's still some clothes in the closet over there. There's another bookshelf that I'm going to get.
Is there anything that you're just going to we're just going to leave this?
No. we're taking it everything. All. Yeah. And then we're going to get rid of it once it's here. But yeah, just moving and getting everything set up and okay, I'm going to work on getting the office organized. And then, then I put all the stuff that I don't want in the office into the other room. And then we're like, okay, this room is just a storage room for now. It's eventually going to be Samantha's little office, but for now it's a storage. So it's like, okay, this room's done. Great. This room's done. Great. What else needs to get done? Now we have to do the kitchen. And we start. Now we have to wash this dish and then wash this dish.
Every
wash this dish and wash
dish.
This dish. And then where are we going to put them? So it's just the whole mundane thing of trying to organize.
Deciding where everything
is. And deciding where everything's going to go. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, let's make some dinner. Oh, man, what are we going to have? I don't know. What do we have in the freezer? Chicken nuggets and a can of green beans. Great. Let's eat that. Oh, wait. We don't have a fucking can opener.
For those of our listeners who've never lived with a significant other, moving is a great way to start a fight. It's a great because you're in the house and they're putting stuff. Yeah. I'm like, we don't need this crap. Throw it away.
And then she's probably like, oh, your stuff. We don't need this crap.
Right, exactly.
Throw this away.
Get rid of it.
And then you're in the new place trying to decide where stuff goes. And I'm just like, I don't care. Just put it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, let's put the silverware in this drawer. Okay, great. And then I go in there the next morning to have a bowl of cereal, and I'm like, why is the silverware not in the silverware drawer? Oh, I decided it was better in the other drawer. Son of a bitch! Yeah.
That's going to happen. That's just going to happen. Yep. You're gonna be like, because nothing has to be permanent.
Oh, no.
You're like, this doesn't work. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Let's move do it like this.
But on the upside, there are those cool little moments where you both discover something that works really well. At the same time together, you're like, oh, if we do it like this, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
It's funny. We bought one of those tension pole shower caddies.
Oh, yeah.
Like shoves in the corner. And she's like, can you set up the shower caddy? And I was like, okay. And I set it up. If you're standing in the shower, it's on the front left-hand corner of it or whatever. And I put it there and put all the stuff on it, get it all done or whatever. And I'm like, okay, go look. You see if you like it. And she walks in there. She's like, is it? She said these words. I thought we said we were going to put it on the other corner.
And I guarantee you, we never said that.
Yeah. And I was like, no. If anything, we said we were going to put it right here.
That's really hilarious that you had a fight over one of those things, because we had a fight over one of those things, that exact same contraption in Target, because she was going to buy, she wanted to buy a new shower caddy.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I misheard. If you're listening, honey, I must have misheard. Because I thought she said she wanted to get one of the ones that you hang from the shower head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in there, and she's reaching for like one of the triangular tension things. I'm like, don't we already have one of those? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, why don't we just use that one? She's like, well, it's old. I'm like, well, don't just spend money. And I got into like my old man mode. Don't just spend money on something when it's the same thing. We have a perfectly good one at home.
We have one of those already.
When I should
have
just shut my mouth and let her buy what she wants. Yeah.
No, it's so funny. So,
we learn these things.
Well, and so I was like, yeah, well, we specifically said it was going to go in this corner. And she's like, no. And I was like, yeah, because we talked about getting one that hangs. Yeah. Like, when you get one that hangs, where does it go?
It goes
on. She's
like,
it goes right here. And I was like, yeah. She's like, but this one's in the way. And I'm like, okay. And then I literally said this to her. I was like,
so if you hung it, it wouldn't work.
Well, you can't hang that one, but it's in the same spot. Like when you put those things in your shower, it goes on the side where the shower head is. Right. Regardless, that's my logic. And then she keeps saying these, and I was like, Samantha, just say what you want to say right now.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and goes, can you put it on the other corner? And I was like, yes, I can.
Right? Right?
It's like, just say what you want to say. Stop saying, like, didn't we agree to do this? Or it's going to be in my way here.
You
or
get into those
this and that. And I was like, can you just say what you want to say? And she looks at me and takes a breath and goes, can you put it on the other corner? And I was like, absolutely, I can. And I put it in the other corner. And I was like, how now? And she's like, it looks great. And I was like, okay.
Good.
For the most part, you're like on the same page. And I feel I feel like you guys are just like weird that. And I'm sure you guys are too. Mm-hmm. It's like we're almost always on the same page. But things like that come up. And you get in that back and forth. And you're like, just tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah, just say the thing that
like,
you're
thinking
you want
me to
in
do,
your brain.
Yep, just tell me what it is, and I'll just do
it. Because I will
do it. Okay. Like, and I'll be fine. Like, I'll be okay. Like, and they don't because they don't want to, like, you know, step all over you
or
tell you
or
how
tell
to
you
do
what
things.
To do and I'm like, no, I work better if you just crack orders. I'm an actor. I'm used to being directed. Yep. Just tell me what you want.
Just tell me. It's fine.
Anyway, so that's what's up with me.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what's up.
What's up?
This just in.
There's a lot of stuff in the news.
It is busy news week.
So many things have happened.
So first of all, shout out to Burt Reynolds, passed away.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's a big one, kind of. Is it?
I think so.
I'd say more so for you.
I was thinking probably so. Like, did you ever watch Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
I mean, those were big. Cannonball Run doesn't stick out to me, but Smokey and the Bandit does. Deliverance was big.
The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard, I kind of forgot. Gator. Yeah, Gator. That was a fun, ridiculous movie.
Norm MacDonald on SNL is really my biggest Burt Reynolds reference. I'm
trying to do what is...
Terry Ferguson.
It's
funny Terry name. Ferguson.
Funny name.
Yeah.
But
where'd you get that hat? Huh? What hat?
I missed that sketch.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds, or
I'm gonna miss first of all, Jackie Gleason's passed away for years, but their interaction in those movies were just priceless, priceless.
Yeah.
And so I was looking around for some stuff, and
I haven't seen that in forever. Does it hold up?
Smokey the Bandit? I haven't seen it in a long time either.
There is
probably
be in theaters,
not.
I would
I've
imagine
heard.
It doesn't
oh, really?
Hold up as well.
Again, yeah.
But Jackie Gleason's got to be funny. But he's got a lot of like domestic violence. Like, I'm going to go home and smack your mama in the mouth or something like that. Yeah. Or kick your mama in the butt. And like, I remember we yes, exactly.
That's hilarious.
I'm going home to kick your mama in the butt.
He's
going
to go beat that woman.
Yeah. So I can imagine.
You know women.
I can imagine a lot of that does not hold up. You know, like, ooh, that just doesn't wash now.
Right.
You know, but
I like that saying.
It's funny. That just I mean, doesn't wash it's at least it, I remember it as being very funny and enjoyable. But Deliverance, I'm sure, I bet still holds up.
It does. I watched that not that long ago.
Yeah, it's within the last 10 years I've seen it. Yeah. And it's just a good movie.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas because that was so big in our house.
Yeah.
And so, like, I put on a clip. That was almost Burt Reynolds' laugh there. That was almost like, that was almost.
That was a little more Goldman. Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't do it. But it's kind of like a ha. But,
Burt Reynolds is Elmo now? Is that?
No. I don't know. It did sound like Elmo, didn't it? Yeah. Yeah. That's almost Burt Reynolds.
That's my Elmo laugh.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
But I watched a scene from Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which we used to listen to the soundtrack.
Oh,
we used to love it to death and watch it all the time. And He, first of all, he's in the, have you seen the movie?
A long time ago.
So long ago. Yeah.
Dolly Parton plays the madam. Matron. Yeah. And Burt Reynolds is like the local sheriff, and they're having they have a long time fling together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so Dolly Parton is so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is so unsexy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So seeing her in like this sexual role is like, I mean, she doesn't do anything. She kisses him something.
Right.
But,
yeah, yeah.
But she's a madam and she's supposed to, and she's having sex. Like, and I can't even think of her having sex. Like, she's so sweet in real life
with any person.
Yeah. And so, and it plays like it play. I mean, like it comes across. That's her charm is her personality and her sweetness, her overbearing sweetness that everyone I've ever heard talk about it. So I was watching this clip of them singing the song. And I'm like, this is so unsexy.
Yeah.
Like, but anyway, it's
do you think
funny.
They did that intentionally?
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Mm. Or do you think they wanted her to be like,
you know, because I definitely, like, when I saw it as a young child, you know, maybe 12 or so, yeah. where you're starting to notice girls and stuff, it didn't like, it wasn't like watching Skinamax or something like that. You know, it wasn't anything like. You know, there were a couple scenes where some of the extras who are dancing are kind of sexy, but I remember like but not thinking anything like that.
But in your mind, you're like, it has the word whorehouse in it. Like,
yeah, and so you know what? And I was
like,
I was still kind of putting that together what that meant. You know, what that whole thing meant. And,
but
and there's
people who were watching it were adults. We're probably thinking,
it's
a whorehouse.
Yeah, no. Anybody else who? I mean, as long as you're, I was just too young to kind of.
Right. Yeah.
I knew that it meant something, and I knew that there was sex involved. But it never made me want to watch it while no one else is around.
Right.
You know, like a Skinamax or
like I didn't think
HBO
of,
at night or something.
I didn't think of Weird Science. I mean, this way crazy tangent.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think of any. Thank you. I didn't think of any like sexual implications or anything with that. But I watched that movie as an adult. Now I'm like, these guys like
made a sex
created
doll.
a sex doll. Yeah. Like that's what they did. Like, that's what happens.
Absolutely.
That's what that movie's about.
Yeah. But they do it in a way that's like, as a younger viewer or even, you know, that it's not.
I mean, yeah, I was.
They don't beat you over the head.
Or so
dude, when she
first
shows
it.
Up with the, like, cut off shirt and the little shirt, you're like, what?
Yeah. That's definitely those, like, when you're a young boy and you're first watching this and you're like, something is different.
Yeah,
now.
So what's happening?
I remember
something in my brain is different.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
who
I'm
is
not
that?
Sure what it is.
I'm can I have one of those?
I am a whirlwind of emotions
I
right
first
now.
Talk like this. Now I sound like this.
Yes. Right.
Can I have some money? I want to go to the movies.
That was a damn good film. Weird Science.
Oh, good times. Any more Burt Reynolds? Anything else on Burt Reynolds? No.
I don't think
recent resurgence in popularity thanks to like Archer. He was huge.
Oh, yeah. Archer was. Him on Archer was great.
Yeah.
And so
fantastic.
Archer's great for those kind of throwbacks and like references that you have to look up. Because there are just so many of them.
When I first watched that show, and I'm like, why is this show smarter than I am?
But it's by design. They clearly go way overboard throwing in the most obscure references they could do. We should do Archer one day.
That's a show that I like but don't know.
So really? You never really watched it?
I've seen some of them, but I never was like, I need to watch every episode of
it. Oh, man. But once you kind
of
get into
it.
I fell out of like the later seasons, but like the first four I watched.
It's so good. And it's like,
super good.
First four seasons are money.
Yeah.
It's so off-putting. Because if you don't, it's like The Office. When if you don't watch The Office from the beginning and then you try and watch it in the middle, you're like who are these people and why do I care about these people? Right. Where when you start The Office in the middle of season 3, you're like these people are all stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't care about any of them. Same thing with Archer. If you watch an episode in the middle, you're like this is funny. Like I get the joke, but like why
am I watching these characters?
Like who are these morons that I'm watching? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's like any good show.
Any show, literally any show.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's like a what's the term? Like what's a SVU? Like a Law and Order?
Like a series?
But it's all contained in one episode.
Oh, they're all like self-contained episodes.
Yeah, there's
like
a term for that.
Episodic?
No, because that's any show that runs with episodes. It's like the shows that. Anyway, everyone knows what I'm talking
about. I know
what you're talking
about.
But there's a term for
like X-Files shows where they're all self-contained.
They're all self-contained.
The whole story
episodes,
happens. We're
right?
all
there's a
the,
there's so. A term for that, but I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. But there's a long-term story with the characters,
mm-hmm.
like Mulder and Scully. What are they up to? But like for the most part, the show is they're gonna solve involves some weird thing.
Right.
So there's a term for that. And like those shows, you don't need to care about anything. You can just watch it and be like, okay.
Jump right in.
They solve that crime. Mm-hmm. Next.
Yeah.
But like Archer, you have to know who's who and what they're doing.
Why do the relationships matter? why is it funny when one person does this?
And they're all like just grossly flawed. Oh, like, ridiculous like flaws.
There's not a single redeeming character in that.
Yeah.
Show.
And they all are like, extreme, like super extreme. It's so funny. The Judy Greer's character who likes to get choked and
Judy Greer.
I'm gonna
hilarious.
Bring him some shrimp. Would you change your name, Cristal?
Oh, that's
like
that
a hot black guy's drink, and I want him to drink me.
it's so funny, and that's so tame. Good. That's tame. For,
yeah, that's
for,
like one of the tamest.
I gotta
jokes
watch more Archer. Then,
you really do. Like it's good stuff. Like you'll
we could definitely do a whole episode
happen.
Just on Archer.
Yeah,
for sure.
Are you gonna watch anything?
What?
Are you going to watch anything?
I'm going to watch something sometime when I have time to sit on the couch.
You have
nothing
like on your agenda for?
We're still wanting to watch the rest of Castle Rock on Hulu.
Is it all out or they're doing it's like week by week?
Yeah, they were doing it week by week, but we're still like six behind at this point. So
I didn't even say that.
Yeah, I put on like 10 minutes of it.
Right
now. And like,
we're into it.
I'll come back to it.
Then we started moving and we haven't watched anything lately. We turn on The Office or she puts Dawson's Creek on while we're like moving dishes and doing all that
same.
Shit.
Same. We're watching The Office right now.
Yeah. You're like, same. Joey and Pacey.
I love Joey and Pacey.
Dude, drama with that. If you watch that show streaming, they don't play that song and the theme.
Really?
Because they only paid for the...
But that's the song.
Oh, really?
I did some serious research because Samantha was very upset.
That's interesting.
If I were into that show, I don't care, obviously, right now. Yeah. But if I were into that show, I'd be furious.
It's
a
big
huge
deal.
Identifying
like,
factor
it, like,
of
right,
the show.
It's like something dramatic happens and then it fades to black and then you want... Right.
I don't want to wait for our love to be...
Yeah. But nope, it's this other thing.
Ooh,
it's like
mad.
A whole, like a new song.
Yeah, completely different
boo,
song.
Boo,
ooh,
and so
mad.
I did a whole big thing of
this
research.
This happens a lot.
Where the studio only paid for the rights for the song on air.
Yeah.
But they didn't
so
transfer
it's only
like,
TV
the rights
syndication.
To like,
nope,
for syndication.
Not DVD, not DVD, not streaming, only on air.
Oh, shit.
And so there's this other song that they hired a woman to write and paid her like $1,000 for. And so they have this song that's the actual Dawson's Creek theme song, but a week before they aired it on TV, they were doing these promos with pop music,
and
they
got,
paired one up with that song, and they were like, that's it.
Yeah, it struck gold. Yep. Yeah.
So now they're using the old thing.
And now they're using
like,
the original
this?
Song, and everyone's
ooh,
like, well, not everyone, but
you know,
Samantha's
this
people
like,
who are
like,
to watch it. It's probably other people who feel the same
everyone.
Way, I'm sure.
Well, and I bet you it's probably like an investment for the people who own the rights to it to like make it.
Make some cash.
Yeah, well, and to make
no
it
no one's
as gonna
good. Buy this song. This song, sucks.
Right? So it might be a worthwhile investment for them to like pay Natalie Imbruglia or whoever sings that song.
I have no idea. That's a pretty good guess, though.
But and
Dina, I don't know.
But anyway,
so anyway, it's so funny. So she's in the living room, like organizing stuff in the living room. I'm in the office, organizing stuff in the office, and she's like playing Dawson's Creek. And when it gets to the theme song part, there's a silence because she's fast forwarding because she can't. Deal.
With the song.
Yeah, can't
I'm not gonna hear
it.
That song.
That's
and so
funny.
In my office, I turned my computer volume up all the way and I like queued it up to the point.
Nice.
And so then
that's
during the
sweet.
Next episode when I heard it mute, I hit play and it went, I don't wanna wait. And it blasted throughout the house.
Nice.
And she was like, oh my god, I love you. And
that's,
I was like, yeah.
That's good.
Major
stuff.
Points, man. Nicely done.
That's good husband stuff right there. So
but it was funny. How do we start talking about
that's
that?
A huge phenomenon though, I've watched all kinds of shows where like it gets to like a very notable music cue and then something else plays and you're like what?
Yeah. Because they only
music
pay
people
for
are probably
what?
Like freaking out like just pay me.
Yeah,
like,
pay the
on.
Man his money.
Yeah.
The one that stands out to me the most is it's in like season 2 of Scrubs. I don't know if you guys have watched gone through that.
Uh-huh.
There's a scene where like it's when JD's going in to be with the surgical guys for a day.
Oh yeah.
And he's talking about how like surgeons are like basically pimps and they walk in and on the original airing they walk into Payback by oh my god, I can't think of his
James
name.
James Brown.
Right now. Thank you, James Brown.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's like perfect music cue and it fits so well with their movements.
Big Payback.
But on streaming it was something completely
different
and it just falls flat. Like
right?
The scene just doesn't work without that good cue.
They're walking through and it's I don't want to wait. Like we decided to pay them for it.
So. Nicely done. Oh, that was a good one.
But yeah, that's the thing. Where apparently they only pay for like on air, and then they don't pay for the rights because it's because they're like, how can we save more money?
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway. And it's almost worse when you don't really know. Like you'll get to a part of a show that you know, and like the song plays, and you're like, wait, is this right?
Well, because she was saying that on the DVDs, they paid for the song twice. Paula Cole? Is that her name? Paula Cole.
Maybe.
I think it's Paula Cole.
Anyway, I'll believe you.
They paid for the song for the first two seasons of the DVD, but then the DVDs didn't sell as well as they wanted the DVDs to sell.
So they're like, how can
we? Well, they said, how can we cut costs but still sell them? And they're like,
wow, that's interesting.
Theme song.
You're cutting your.
Yeah, you know, this and that's like a brand.
This reminds me of
cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, it's like if you went to watch Friends and like. Ha 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 ha! Joey just tripped over the couch, and then you don't hear wow now 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 now, but now now, you hear like some other bullshit.
Yeah.
You're like, wait,
that's iconic.
Everyone wants to do the
like Big Bang Theory starts with some other song. Yeah. You know, like what is this?
Not a whole universe was in a instinct, right? Any of any show that has a theme song, just picture
that's why we have theme songs.
Picture your favorite show. And then take the song that you know and love and replace it with not even a different pop song, but a song you've never heard.
Anything.
Well, I think that's probably why some shows won't don't have like an extensive long thing. They just kind of have like a little thing, but most of them do.
Yeah.
And so
crazy times. We were in the news, believe it or not.
Oh.
One of the things that I wanted to bring up before we get to the Kaepernick thing was – I forgot what it was. So never mind.
You know, it's funny. When you said we were in the news, I thought you were going to say...
We were in the news?
Exactly. I was like, tell me what happened. You got interviewed on the street or something. You know, they're you know, I was arrested.
Man on the street.
Yeah, so,
no.
Life's a binge. Man on the street. Man on the street.
But no. I forgot what my thing was.
It might come back.
It will.
I got a thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there's a press kerfuffle... I just want to use that word, really, is what it was. On the new Predator movie, which is a thing, if you don't know that.
I did see making another Predator.
I did know that's a thing.
And apparently there was a guy that was cast in the movie by director Shane Black, who was like a friend of his, who was a registered sex offender.
Boo.
And they didn't tell the cast. They didn't tell other people. And Olivia Munn found out somehow. I have no idea how. And she made a big stink and talked to the studio and was like, hey, like, this is not cool. Like, especially right now. Like, it shouldn't be cool anyway.
Right.
Well,
like, especially right now, this is not cool. But, so, let me get to that. I'll
I mean, if
that.
You could have peed on, like, a building,
I'm
going to
get there.
School. Anyway.
I'm going to get there. So, she's the one who brought it up. The rest of the cast has pretty much abandoned her on press junkets. So, she's all alone promoting this movie.
Huh.
Because they don't want to go on and have to talk about this one thing.
Right. So but that's all she's talking about?
It's, like, it's her and the kid who was in Room. Like, it's just the two of them doing the press tour. Because nobody else wanted to do it.
And they don't want to do it because she's harping on this thing.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Hmm.
Now, why would she be harping on the thing as part of the press tour for the film?
It's because that's what reporters are going to ask.
Right.
Right.
That's what they're going to talk about.
Whether she wants to talk about it or not. How do you feel about so-and-so being a sexual predator?
And they don't want to walk
into... find out like what the details were of
it? So what it was is the guy, like he solicited a minor like on the internet like 10 years ago. And never actually did anything.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of brings up, like I was talking about with this about this with a friend earlier today. I'm like, look, are we trying to say that if you do one thing, like this, if we want rehabilitation to be a thing,
right?
We can't be saying if you do one thing, even if it's something like you didn't actually cause any like actual physical harm, are we saying that's it for you for life? Like you're out of society, like you're just done.
Yeah, that's like, how that's, we're treated,
and
that's how people are treated, right?
And it's like, oh, well, if you're going to do that, like, you might as well just kill the guy. Like, honestly, because that's what you're doing. Like, you're killing
you're ruining
him socially. Like, he can't get a job. He can't, you know, get an apartment. He can't do this. He can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then you think about, like, even harder crimes, too. And it's like, why do we have this justice system that works this way if we're essentially going to remove people from society completely once they have, quote unquote, done their time?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it speaks to that. I shouldn't decide this. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, it really, like, churned
well,
my brain.
It's the whole, like permanent
what?
Record.
How does this
thing.
Go? Yeah.
It's like, this goes on your permanent record. You're never going to get away from this. And it's like, well,
and the guy
isn't
hasn't,
that the point of jail time?
He
like,
hasn't reoffended,
get rid
obviously,
of
that. In that time. And he's been otherwise a stand up dude.
Right.
But it's like, man, like, am I supposed to like, hate this guy forever
wonder,
for that one thing?
I still kind of wonder, you know, not that like, we need to know or go into it, but I
the full
wonder
details
what the details are, because it's kind of like, well.
Soliciting a minor is a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
but
I'm not condoning that by any means, but...
But he could have been catfished, where it's like, I'm 30 years old, yeah. And you're like, yeah, let's meet up. And she's like, actually, just kidding, I'm 15, and I screenshotted this, and now I'm sending it to everyone.
And his sentence they didn't sentence him, you are removed from society forever. Like, that's not what they sentenced him after he got convicted of the crime. It was, you know, whatever it was, I don't really know, but... You know,
but that registered sex offender list is brutal to get off of.
I'm sure.
Especially a lot of times, can you get off of it? Apparently,
I really don't know.
There are it's very difficult. It's very,
I would
very,
imagine.
Very difficult.
It's pretty.
But you can get on it sometimes for things that aren't as.
You can get on it for anything. Like if you pee in public
and then you're near a school.
It's like, well, you were exposed near a school, so therefore.
I swear to God, there was no one around.
It's one of those letter of the law versus spirit of the law things that I think we're not quite great at.
It's written like this, but maybe. Right.
But how we apply the law might come into some variations depending on your race.
But apparently, she wasn't it wasn't so much that she just, I don't flat out of hand want to work with this guy. It's like, I just want to know, if I'm working with a registered sex offender, I want to have that information.
That would be, that's what it sounded like from her point.
That's what it was. I just want to know. So I have the option of dipping out.
It would have been cooler to say, this is the situation. This is what happened. This is a friend of mine. He's been
good
for 10
years. Give
him all
the info. Yeah.
Right.
But I want to let everybody know, has he, go ahead, ask him anything, and whatever. To deal with it that way, as opposed to trying to keep it a secret.
Right. Yeah,
but in this climate, if you're Shane Black, can you do that without suddenly becoming associated with this guy, and then people are suddenly pointing at you?
But not
blah,
only
blah,
that,
blah.
But
is he getting any backlash?
I don't think so.
It doesn't. I mean,
but in his mind, if that were you beforehand, I don't know if I'd be comfortable being forthcoming
who
with that
else?
Information.
Somebody else just did a deleted tweet thing and got Dan Harmon. From Community and whatchamacallit of it.
Oh, yeah?
He just got
Rick and Morty, big fat backlash because
he posted a...
Recently or from years ago?
It was basically the same thing that James Gunn did, where he put out a tweet of a video of a character that was rapey or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a satire piece, short film that he did. And the video was a promo for it.
Yeah.
And then he himself, just like James Gunn, was this is no good. And deleted it years and years and years ago.
Right.
But it resurfaced and people are giving him shit for it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, that needs to stop happening.
I'm not about that. Yeah.
That needs to stop happening. It's one thing if you're out there spewing hate and putting out these videos now.
Perpetuating
it
constantly and saying it loud.
Yeah,
but
I did this video project when I was 20 years old and I thought this was funny and it was 20 years ago. Yeah.
Right.
And the times were different then. But even then I was this is a bit much. And I got rid of it just because the internet saves everything somewhere.
Right.
Doesn't mean that I should be held against you right now.
Just because people feel you feel that people don't change. That's not how our system works.
Right.
That's why we have a system like that to say, okay, you did this, now you have to do this, and after that, you're good. That's the idea anyway, but it clearly
people
doesn't work that
about
way.
Oh, that's the thing. I remembered my news thing.
Ta-da.
Reminds me.
Elon Musk on Joe Rogan.
Right.
See Elon Musk on Joe Rogan?
I didn't see it, but I heard
I
about
did
it.
See the clip of it.
I saw the clip.
I didn't watch any of it.
It was
reefer.
The stupidest thing I've ever seen, because I saw the clip before because I was ooh. Well, as soon as I found out he was going to be on the show, I'm I'm listening to that.
You listen to that regularly?
Not regularly, but if there's a guest that I'm interested in, I will definitely, because Joe Rogan is great.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just a great interviewer.
He is a very good interviewer, and because it's such a long form, anybody that's kind of weird and standoffish at the beginning, by hour three, he's
gotten
to the
he's
real
gotten
person.
The real thing, yeah.
Right.
And so that's what makes it great. Anyway, so I watched the clip, and I was what? Out of context, which is what it is on the internet, because Elon Musk smoked pot on Joe Rogan,
right.
And then they show you a 30-second clip where he takes a blunt and barely puffs on it, doesn't even inhale it, which is a real thing, people.
Yeah, you have to
where he
for it to do anything.
Where he doesn't even inhale, he sucks on it and then
did
blows
not
it out.
Inhale.
And then he's
kind of meh,
meh, whatever, it's and then hands it back. And that happens at hour 3.5 of this 4-hour show,
right?
Where it's just because he Joe Rogan's mind's so blown by everything that Elon Musk is saying that he's like,
we gotta smoke some weed. Smoke,
and so the fact
that's funny.
See, and that's the whole like thing that bugs me about everything in the news, whether you're for Trump or against Trump or whether you're whatever it is, you see the clip on the internet, you click play, and it's some like 10-second thing taken out of context of a 3-hour speech. And like, sure, I still don't agree with the things that the president says, but when it's a 30-second clip out of a 4-hour speech, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, don't just feed me the hot press button click stupid internet
but
bullshit.
That doesn't get clicks, Jerry.
I know.
And not only that,
all the information.
But I don't want to watch the 4-hour thing. Yeah.
But nobody does.
Right.
And so they end up, that's all they have is that clip.
But that's wrong.
Oh, it's totally wrong. So there was a whole thing like several years ago about the right wing going crazy about Obama saying that you didn't build that, that you're not responsible for that, which is the biggest hunk of bullshit. He's like,
if
there
you
are
go
people
like
before
one or
you.
Two sentences before he says
yeah,
that.
Anything.
Yeah.
You put it in just a slightly bigger context where he's talking about there are so many people who have come before us, who have raised us, who have built roads for us.
Any reasonable person would agree with.
Who have established universities hundreds of years ago that have grown to this place to teach you. So you can, there's all these people who are involved with it, but they're like all the bootstrappers
telling me I didn't build my business.
Yeah, I did I don't need my own. I did my own road.
Did you buy a truck? Did you drive it on a road? Did you put gas in it? You didn't make all of those things. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, did you distill your own gas and grow your own food?
Cut. Edit.
Yep.
Internet.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
It drives me insane. And so the Elon Musk thing, people were going psychopath. And like, I made a joke about it on Facebook. I was like, everyone's going crazy because he smoked pot, but like. He's a robot. Like he
it's not
going
to affect him anyway.
Like, you didn't listen to it or no? You probably didn't.
I only saw the.
God, he's
brief
such
clip.
A weirdo, dude.
Yeah, he's
he
a weird
such
dude.
A weird dude.
I've heard that. Dude.
And like he answers every affirmative thing with this very like monotone like yes. It's the weirdest thing. Like I was listening. I
maybe
was like,
he's
dude,
just trying
you are
to just
a fucking
get home
robot,
to Mars.
Man. You are a freaking weirdo AI
robot.
Huh. Yeah.
Do you feel like his brain is working at a rate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Probably. That's cool.
He even talks about it on the show.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan's like, so what's it like to be you?
Yeah. And Joe Rogan's like, is there a supplement that I can take? Because I'll take it.
Well,
I'll take all of them.
Is this a limitless
he's
type situation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's working on it.
Joe Rogan sells it.
Well, not Joe Rogan. Elon Musk is
I'm
working
sure
on a thing called
on a limitless pill.
Neuralink. Yes. And you upload.
Joe Rogan's
and
gonna take it.
Opens your brain, and then everyone is a fucking superhuman.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Elon Musk. Yeah. Elon Musk is working
That's
on a thing
awesome.
Called Neuralink.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I mean, don't know.
Clearly, we need this in our country right now.
But he's also,
open up people's
he's also
brains.
The major proponent against AI, and no one's listening to him. And I'm like, you're not listening to the smartest guy on the planet right now.
Because he feels
tell
like
you about it's bad.
Artificial intelligence is going to develop and
it's
going to
be
us.
Terminator.
It's going
yeah, to happen.
Have we not watched any movie ever? Like, of course it is.
Because his main thing is like it's going to be used as a weapon. Because that's what we do as dumb human beings. It's like we create something fantastic, and then we're like,
how do
we
weaponize
this? Yeah. And as soon as you weaponize
Jurassic
something that can
World
think for itself, guess what?
Like, we've weaponized music, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we've used music to torture people.
Yeah, it's
music's
ridiculous.
Supposed to be one of the best things we've come up with.
It's so stupid.
Dogs are one of the best things that we have, and we use dogs to hurt people.
To hurt people. Yeah, it sucks. We
anything
suck.
Becomes a
humans
weapon.
Suck. But anyway,
we do suck.
Listen to the show.
I'm
going to
watch
with Elon Musk.
That,
it's fucking fascinating. All right,
I'll check it
out. It's really good listen. And I know I have a lot of time on my hands while I'm working, so that's how I listen to three and a half hours of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I do too when I'm sitting there editing shit for
but
a long
it
time.
Is fantastical.
Yeah. Cool.
I highly recommend it. And it's just a good conversation to listen to. And you learn about one of the smartest weirdos on the planet.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's fantastic.
I love visionaries. Like hearing them like get excited about something that doesn't exist yet, but they can imagine it.
It's cool to be here at the same time as somebody like that and have access to them and the things that they think. Like he's just on Instagram and Twitter just saying shit all the time. Like it's so cool. Like this guy's crazy.
And like his
cool.
his biggest thing or his newest thing that he's working on right now is because he doesn't like traffic personally. He's like, I hate traffic in LA. And he's like, oh, are you working on that? He's like, yeah, I'm building tunnels right now. And he's literally just digging holes through
solve
LA
this problem.
to get rid of traffic. Because in his brain, he's like, I know how to do this. We just dig down and build a tunnel. And Joe Rogan's like, what? He's like, yeah, we're driving on 2D. Like, think about it. It's a 2D surface. When you go to work, where do you go? You go in your office. You go 3D. You go 40 stories up.
Yeah.
How come we're going up when we're going to work, but we're staying on 2D
straight
while we're
line.
Driving, while we're traveling? He's like, just think 3D and just go down instead. There's much more room down than there is up. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? How do you even think of that?
Yeah.
But, like, but at the same time, you're going to do that in L.A.? I mean, like, there's you have earthquakes and you have, like,
this seismology. He built a freaking tube that's, like, proofed to everything.
Good.
To the point where he can basically make it a vacuum, put it on magnet tracks, and then there's no wind resistance, and you just fishoom to wherever you need to go. This is his idea.
Like at the bank drive-thru.
Yeah.
And then suck the can up.
It's about time, man. It's 2018. Basically. We don't have any of the cool shit we've
seen.
We
need to
in
get
movies.
In those canisters.
I don't know about the canisters, but have you seen iRobot?
Yes.
Where Will Smith goes in the tunnel in his automatic driving car, and it turns left and right, and all that's what he's trying to make.
Yeah,
dang, we're not that far off. We've got already like self-driving cars
and his new Tesla. Sorry, I'm way into this because
I love Elon Musk.
But like, his new upload for the Tesla cars is the autopilot is like improved immensely.
That's awesome.
And you basically just go.
Take a nap.
And so if you already have a car, you just like download the update.
Yep, you just download the update and your car's better.
That's so freaking cool.
Yeah. You're not allowed to sleep, though. You can't
well,
sleep. You have to stay awake. It makes you like touch the wheel every
That's good.
15 minutes or something.
That's a good thing.
Something like that.
When's the future going to get here when we can sleep?
Right.
True. Your jacket is now dry. That's all I want.
Anyway, that was a big long tangent on the news.
That's awesome.
Of the video clip getting so much flack.
And never mind that was oh my god, he smoked the weed. Like, who cares?
Well, he even says it on the show. He's like, he quote unquote hits the blunt and then like passes it back and he's like, eh, whatever. And then he's like, do you ever smoke weed? And he's like, no, not really. Like,
not my
once
thing.
Or twice. Like, I've done it before, but whatever. And like, he's like, it's legal though in California. And he's like, yeah, totally legal in California, recreationally, not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then like, he gets a tweet or a text message, and Joe Rogan's like, are you texting right now? And he's like, oh yeah, one of my somebody so and so is like getting mad that I just smoked pot. Like, he calls it out like instantly.
Yeah.
And it's like, get over yourselves, you morons.
Yeah. Who cares?
And then they took that little clip and it turned into this huge thing. And I'm like, that's the same thing that happens with everything. And it drives me insane.
If he had done if he pulled out a bottle of tequila and done like 7 shots, nobody would bat an eye. Even
right.
That's way more dangerous.
Exactly.
Way more.
And they were drinking whiskey the whole time.
There you go.
He's like, you want some of this really good whiskey? And like they have like a little sifter of whiskey throughout
way
the whole
worse than
interview
smoking
and stuff.
Weed.
And then he takes one hit off a blunt and that's what gets to the internet.
That's so ridiculous.
Anyway, we're still in news, believe it or not. And Colin Kaepernick, Nike ad, that's blowing up the internet.
That was big. That was a big thing this week.
Yeah.
Very big.
So that was
a commercial that was slated to come out on last Thursday.
I haven't even seen it. All I've seen is the one poster that
the
has
commercial
then turned
is
into
the commercial's
a meme.
Money.
Cool.
The commercial is very good.
The commercial's
it's very
cool.
Effective. Now, whether or not, and what a lot of the speculation is about, like, what's Nike's
motivation?
Yeah, and some of that, I'm like, that's fine to question it, you know, to question all of it.
You should question any company that does anything like that.
That's a good question.
Because isn't it like what's on the poster that's like,
it's
you have to give up something.
Yeah,
or
he says believe in something.
Believe in something,
even if it means
even if it's
sacrificing everything.
Right.
I can't remember the
which
commercial.
Is a great,
like hard off the bat, but there's a lot of like just imagery like that. It's like people working hard and like really trying to achieve.
And
the goal.
And there's some folks who are like, you know, facing adversity. There's a little wrestler who's maybe 10 or so.
Oh yeah,
like,
okay.
You know,
I saw that clip.
Legs.
Yeah.
And then they have art athletes and people in it that are. People, but I don't know who they are.
Sure.
I mean, they're like they're somebody.
They're known people,
right? Yeah. Who are have famous or notorious for something, but I don't know what.
And so it's a very powerful, moving thing.
Yes.
But then it ends with the picture, right? The black and white picture.
The commercial does not. No.
So that's just
it's
the internet
in
campaign.
That's only that picture of just his
the
face.
The black and white picture that says believe in
that's
something.
Just internet
even if
and
means
in
sacrificing everything.
No, the commercial ends with actually Kaepernick talking, which is a bizarre thing because.
You don't really hear him talk that
you
much.
You never hear him talk.
Right.
Like, you really don't ever hear him talk. And for one thing, I love his afro. Like, or back in the day, the natural.
I want my afro to be like that.
Yeah.
That's
it's impressive.
Takes a lot of growth.
It's impressive.
I'll get there one day.
Black, y'all.
Yes.
So,
I'll get there, you guys. I promise.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. It just because I would like to just grow more hair on the top of my head, you know. So I know I can't grow it. I end up looking like Bozo.
But you have amazing hair
clown.
On your face that I will never have. So I'm just, I just don't have that.
Yeah, I don't have face hair.
Well,
hair,
you know, yeah. There are people who.
More. So it's very uplifting kind of ad.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Believe in yourself and get out there and just do it.
Try.
Basically.
It's hard. Yeah, that's,
yeah,
that's the crux of it.
Yeah, right. Believe in yourself just do it.
Right.
And so, well, do people get are people giving flack over that commercial? Because the
Kaepernick.
Only thing that I've seen that people got flack
over
was over
the
picture,
image.
The black and white picture of his face that says "believe in something," yeah, even if it means sacrificing everything. And because it's him, and because of those words,
yeah,
they're saying that he sacrificed his career because he believed in kneeling for the anthem,
which is
that's
true.
Yeah,
I mean,
but is that. Is that what they're intending by saying those words on his
absolutely.
Picture?
Yes.
Like it has
yes.
to be.
Yeah. Yes. They're absolutely saying
I don't
saying
think there's
that.
Any other way to interpret that.
Yeah, that's saying he believes in something so much that he was willing to sacrifice his professional football career.
That's not what he tried to do.
It wasn't his intention.
That's what happened.
But he did it.
Obviously, because he's not playing football right now. Even though.
So does that mean that Nike is politically siding with Black Lives Matter?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, if you're saying that that's what they're saying.
And here's the thing.
And they chose him.
They would be stupid not to.
Yeah. Like, they would be. They
just
would
because of like some of the largest, I mean, just, and this is just my anecdotal experience, but some of the largest consumers of Nike shoes are black people.
Yeah.
Like I don't know any white dude, no offense, who has the shoe collection that my cousin has. Like it's insane. It's insane. Yeah. And it's not just him. Like sneakerheads, like that culture is largely populated by black and brown people. So if they want to take a side, it doesn't really hurt their bottom line to take that side. And that's the other thing. Is their motivation.
Their Nikes and stuff.
Well, yeah,
it's
the right
side.
Oh,
my God.
You know, so it's the right side to be on.
Right.
So
it's like they're making an easy choice. Two, they're making the smart money choice. So is it really them being like, you know, on the right side, or they're just like, well, this is obviously just what we have to do to make more money. Let's just do it.
Yeah, there's a couple of sides there. So there's this side of, is Kaepernick wrong or right in what he's doing?
Sure.
And there's this whole side of folks who are like, he's absolutely wrong.
Yes.
And there's the sensible side that says he's absolutely right in
what
he's doing.
What he's
and
about.
Yeah, and
peaceful protest is one of the most American things that you
exactly.
can do.
Exactly. It's totally legitimate. And and so there's that. There's that side of it. And then there's the side about, I don't, Black Lives Matter, they don't mention it or anything like that.
They don't really.
But when you put Kaepernick's face with those words, that only says one thing to me.
Yeah.
What? Black Lives Matter?
Well, yeah.
Cool.
So that's not what I see. You know?
I'm cool with that,
but
because that's what he's. That's yeah.
but that. But
he's
that,
not.
But,
he's not famous for being a good quarterback.
But that he's a. He was a very good quarterback.
Right.
When he played.
But now, today.
No,
he
you're
is
right.
Not famous.
No, he's
for
famous
being
for
a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's
a famous.
He's famous
protesting.
For kneeling during the national anthem.
Yes.
For Black Lives Matter.
Well, he never says directly like this is in support
Black
of Black Lives
Matter.
Lives Matter as a organization, which is important because
is to highlight extrajudicial killings
because,
by police officers,
right?
Which
I mean,
is the main focus
of Black,
Lives, Black
Matter.
Lives Matter,
right? Sure. And so, like, if you
I
ask
know they're
me,
not, I know that he is not. He never started that campaign. He's not a part of that campaign, so to speak.
Yeah.
But he, like it or not, he is the face and the creator of that movement. Kind of.
I wouldn't say that just because
it got so publicized because of him.
Black Lives Matter was already pretty public and pretty popular and pretty
it's
pretty
definitely
pretty
going.
Hated by you know, that's the thing too, is like people are like, does this mean he's for Black Lives Matter? I'm like,
because the whole like people arguing over when and where people should protest started way before he kneeled during football games.
That is true.
Right.
That is true.
It started way before that. And Black Lives Matter was
Black
already
Lives Matter
a thing.
Had
and
taken
they were
already
doing they're already doing protests that people were like, you shouldn't be protesting, like people were like walking down freeways and stuff, and you know, shutting down roads.
It's true.
And
but,
it was, and yes, it got more widely publicized
right, as
after
soon as
he
they
did
put
that.
Him on
absolutely.
TV, right?
Because people who would otherwise not be consuming that information,
right.
suddenly saw it right in their face on Sunday morning,
right.
and they're like, "Well, this I don't like this. Shut up and play football."
Yeah.
And that just has all kinds of other connotations
oh,
that
yeah,
I don't even want to get into, because then you'll get a brother started.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it's. It's hard to, I don't know. Like I don't want to pigeonhole him, Nike, the people who see the ad and react one way, the people who see the ad and react another way, because we have, like you were just talking about a second ago, we see like these little bits,
yeah,
and we consume little bits, and we're losing our capacity for nuance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, at an alarming rate. And you see it happening with people that I know and respect. They're just like, well, this is just what I feel and what I think. I'm like, well, okay, like, but are you even going to like try to think about it the way the other person on the other side thinks about
right.
it?
No.
And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, that's still a part. And that's the thing that we forget about the internet at large, is that there are people behind everything you read.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real living, breathing person with thoughts, feelings, drives, mm-hmm. hopes and dreams, as real and as valid as your own. And you can't just, even if you disagree with them, you can't just discount them wholesale.
Who love their children.
Who love their children. Exactly, yeah. Right?
And on this small, like, you gotta at least give them a chance. The same space. So.
And if you want to change hearts and minds, like just straight up being like, you're wrong, and turning your head, that's not the way to do it.
It's
like,
not going to happen. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And that's as preachy as I'm going to get.
Sometimes you just have to move the shower caddy to the other side of the
wall. Exactly. Oh my God. I want to take like a nice black and white photo of Jared's face. I'm going to put the text over it. Sometimes you just have to move the shower caddy. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm going to print it. I'm going to give it to Samantha as a present.
That is fantastic.
But that has been a fantastic outlet for folks. Their creativity.
Yeah, the internet is a buzz.
These memes are like insane.
So,
like, you're so fun.
With that, I had a friend who got really put out by people making memes about it, saying like, you're dismissing what, like, the importance of the movement, you're dismissing
right.
this. I was like,
that's a legitimate point.
And I'm like, I get that, but seriously doubt that's the intent behind the people who are memeing it. Like, they're just trying to be funny.
No,
like,
when something like that takes the internet by storm, guess what's gonna happen?
And all
we're gonna jump to comedy.
And all that's that's gonna do, honestly, is people who are thinking about it and making jokes, like, they're just gonna be thinking about it more. So isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, no,
until it becomes oversaturated, and you're like, when you
and
equate,
then you like, yeah,
and
when
also you equate
can,
the meme to
true.
Just the meme.
You
true.
Can
right.
also
yeah.
You can gauge the spirit of the message in a meme too.
Oh yeah,
so
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, well, you're being a dick right there.
Absolutely.
You know, as
but
like
everyone, like I don't know who posted it, but there was one. Did you see the one with the sea otters or something?
No.
There's a picture of a sea otter, and it was for some wildlife group posted it. And it said, it was a picture of a sea otter, and it just said, like, sometimes you have to hide clams in your armpits. And that's all it said.
Just do it.
Just do it.
And
sometimes you have to hide clams
to make
in your
joke,
armpits.
Like, they're not.
But yeah, and,
I like
and
it.
It's some company that just, like, put it out there, and guess what? Everyone's seeing it because it's the hot meme right now.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Damn it, we didn't
like
do a Life's a Binge meme about it.
There's
so
a Smoking Jay Cutler one of it, which is just, I don't know if you've seen, like, the Smoking Jay Cutler memes.
I have not. No.
Whenever Jay Cutler walks pretty much anywhere, it looks like there should be a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. So
he does kind of have that face.
There's just a ton of memes about it.
The shit
and one of them is that. And it's like, whatever, I don't care. When he's got a cigarette.
Yeah. I guess
the best one's the freaking the dude from Lebowski.
Yeah.
And it just says, like,
do whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Boom.
That's what's up.
With news.
Good news segment.
Yeah, it was nice. We've been talking for an hour, by the way. So, we'll take a break.
After these messages, we'll be right back. So open up your morning light and say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive and see the peace in every eye. She thought I was gone, calling You know that if we are to stay alive and see the peace in every eye, I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what could it be? I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. Will it be? Yes, or will it be? I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be?
And we're back to the show, everyone.
Hello. Now,
wasn't that a fun commercial break?
It was.
That peed so good.
Wasn't there a fun commercial that you just heard?
It was.
Probably one that's an actual commercial that's going to confuse Mike Bissett, thinking that we're actually sponsored by somebody because I put a real commercial in there one time, and he thought, what?
Wait, when did you do that?
I don't know. It was a GameStop commercial, I think.
Now
we're talking about video games, yeah. And he was like, what? Are we sponsored by GameStop? And I was like, no. I just plugged in a stupid commercial.
You never know.
Because we take a commercial break.
That's funny.
But first thing we want to do when we are back right now, we normally do it before the break, but because it's coming through later, we're going to listen to Maddie Warburton's review right here.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know. This week, I saw Juliet Naked. Calm down, everyone. It's not that kind of movie. Although I can imagine that there could be some people who may be very disappointed after seeing this movie. No, this movie is about music, love, family, and fresh starts. Rose Byrne plays Annie, who is currently in a long-term relationship gone stale with Duncan, played by Chris O'Dowd. By the way, I'm really glad to see Chris O'Dowd, as he's becoming more and more popular. I've always loved him since the IT Crowd. If you haven't seen it, you totally should. But, yeah, he's fantastic. Anyway, Duncan is a film professor who, on the side, runs a very dedicated fan site about 90s alt-rock sensation, now left in the dust musician Tucker Crow, played by Ethan Hawke. Like, imagine a site dedicated to trying to figure out what's going on with Gibby Haynes of the Butthole Surfers. Or maybe, at least, Soul Asylum. Soul Asylum is still touring, by the way. Weird. Well, as it happens, Annie, through Duncan's fan site, stumbles onto a budding friendship with Duncan's obsession, Tucker Crow himself. I really dug this movie. It definitely has been one that has stuck with me. Rose Byrne and Chris O'Dowd are great, and they show a lot of range. Comic, dramatic, and not at all over the top, which I really enjoyed. And Ethan Hawke as Tucker Crow was a screen stealer. He played that role so well of an icon who feels their time in the spotlight has gone by and is dealing with life as it comes by. He has a rawness to him that is great, and you also get to see a great comic side to him as well, which I don't think I've seen that before in him. Again, not over the top, but a real human quality to it. I loved it. Juliet Naked has a lot of interesting themes. One is that it seems like a love story, but I was thinking, gee, there doesn't seem to be a romantic through line in this, since it deals with a stale relationship. But as my lovely girlfriend Serena mentioned, it is a love story, but it's about falling out of love and what happens next. But again, this is in no way a heavy movie. For the themes, it still is quite light, but it still gets you deep. By the way, I should mention that this is based off the book by the same name, written by Nick Hornby. That's right, you may know some of his other work, like About a Boy or High Fidelity. Personally, they had me at High Fidelity. So, the other thing that I found interesting was the subject they addressed regarding music and what it means to people. Juliet Naked refers to a previously unreleased version of one of Crow's albums, which catapults the events of the story into motion. Duncan is obsessed with the album, and there's a great conversation between Crow and Duncan about the meaning of the song from the point of view of the author and the point of view of the audience. The idea is that a piece of art that wasn't made with too much thought by the artist can still mean the world to an audience through perceived context and personal interpretation. There's just so much to this movie. I loved it. All in all, if you want something that's a little out of the norm of the movies that are out right now or that have been out, and you really want something that will make you laugh and feel stuff and ultimately have you leave in the theater with a skip in your step, then I recommend Juliet Naked. But don't take my word for it. I suggest you reach out to your favorite washed-up 90s alt-rocker, treat them to the theater, and check it out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I'm taking notes on becoming the world's greatest social media detective because I'm watching Searching. Until next time, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know?
Good job, Maddie.
Something to do.
Thanks, Matt.
Good job, Maddie. I'm reacting to something that I haven't heard yet, but I believe that it was fantastic.
It always is.
Well,
he puts so much...
if history is any indication.
Yeah. Right.
There's so much work in the production values that I always appreciate.
Yeah. I'm like, go get it, Matt.
Nuts.
Yeah.
It's nutty, and it's fantastic. So thank you, Maddie Warburton, for all you do for our little show.
Yay.
But let's get to chatting about, I guess, new fall stuff, like football and new fall shows and stuff that you're watching and all that stuff.
Well, I did just finish watching Sharp Objects.
It's a four-episode arc thing?
Eight episodes.
On HBO.
Yep, eight episodes. Yeah.
Based on a book?
Probably.
By Gillian Flynn, right?
Is that starring Amy Adams.
Was it Gillian Flynn who wrote Gone Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, who it was?
Oh, I wouldn't know that either.
Based on,
but I'm familiar with that. That's a book.
Who's my favorite actress now? By the way,
was Amy right Amy Adams?
Absolutely.
You know what? She is killing it.
She's good.
I like her a lot.
Did you see Sharp Object?
I have not seen it. No.
I like her a lot.
But I'm sure this will only reinforce my opinion of her. I'm sure
she is real good.
Yeah, she's very, very good. She's real like good. She's a movie star. Like
yeah.
She's
not nominated for Arrival, and that was criminal.
I never did see that. Is that
it's
worth
good.
Watching?
Oh,
okay, good, because it's right there. Like that's something I can watch.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's on HBO. It's on several things.
Oh yeah,
it's on,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
All right, absolutely. I'll check it out. Anyway, she kills it in the show.
Yeah,
and it's a good. If you saw True Detective.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. You totally.
You didn't see those.
Matthew
That's
McConaughey
right.
rocks.
That's
dude.
Right. You didn't see any of those.
All
right.
All
right.
All
right. But anyway,
I haven't seen season
dude,
two.
Dude, Woody Harrelson's
all the
performance
way through.
In season one is phenomenal.
You're right about that.
Yes.
See, I can fake my way through.
But Matthew McConaughey kills it.
He murders. That
he does.
Role.
That's the best thing I've
He's
ever seen.
So
him.
Good.
Like yeah. he was great in it.
Yeah. Michelle Monaghan.
So this one's kind of has a similar vibe to it. Sort
okay.
Of. But season two. I mean, this is another. Back to what your tangent about.
Sure, yeah.
About
I just like hitting that button.
True Detective season
one.
Two. For me, it didn't pan out again.
It didn't grab me immediately the same way.
Season two?
Season one.
Yeah, I heard season two sucked.
Yeah,
like
Allison
Vince Vaughn
Gill likes
was garbage.
It was weird to see Vince Vaughn doing that kind of role.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's kind of like there's a movie called The Spanish Prisoner. It's a David Mamet script. And Steve Martin plays a bad guy. He plays like a heavy.
Nice.
I mean, that can work, though. Like
it kind of works.
Yeah.
It kind of works. And at times, Vince Vaughn kind of works.
Yeah.
But I think that you get kind of taken out of it because you establish him so much with one particular character. And we haven't seen him doing much of anything else.
Yeah.
So even though, like, I'm thinking of Robin Williams
Insomnia.
No, the
24-hour photo.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh yeah.
Where that's one of the.
I thought you were going bad guy.
I thought so
oh,
too.
Oh yeah,
actually.
No, that makes sense. Well, I'm just thinking because actually doing a dramatic role,
playing against
you know,
type.
Because yeah, exactly. Yeah. That he'd probably done a few things, I guess, before that. But the first time you ever saw him do something in dramatic role, it was like, because you just associate so strong with the manic
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, but see, like, his acting career is much different than his like personality career.
No, for sure.
Because like his movie career, he is not.
The only
Robin
one is like,
Williams.
Except like Good Morning Vietnam, he's kind of like a little bit.
He's
of
very Robin Williams.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, kind of.
And that was kind of like.
But I mean, that was for purpose.
Right.
Right.
Right. But that was, you also picture, you're not taken out of anything when you see him doing that. You're like, oh, it's Robin Williams. This is what I like about Robin Williams.
Right.
Yeah.
So Vince Vaughn, it's, you just don't associate this role with him.
Well, I was also like, not that it's like hard to follow, but the plot was just like, I was like, huh?
It's
like,
really confusing. What? Yeah. And even at the end, you're kind of like, eh.
Yeah. And the first season was like such a good, like, even though it is like, there's a lot going on.
Good. Yeah.
But it's still like a tightly packaged like story, like they know exactly what they're doing, and the second season felt like it's like we're just kind of making it up as we go along. Mm-hmm. But the first season very much felt like you thought this through, like obviously. Like,
and
wow.
Sharp Objects is hard to follow.
Sharp
too.
Storytelling.
it's hard to follow parts of it.
Sure,
but it's and just that stylistic that cinematography style, like that's like True Detective. It's along those lines.
Nice.
And it's a nice like it's a nice like a mystery, like whodunit, mm-hmm. trying to figure it out, and you know, but so but anyway, it's worthwhile. It's worth watching. So
Sharp Objects is an American psychological thriller television limited series based on Gillian Flynn's debut novel.
Look at you,
name
pulling names out.
Got it.
Debut novel too.
Pick that name up.
That's weird. See, that's always intriguing to me when somebody's like second or third work gets like them known and big and famous,
and
they
go
like,
back
Gone Girl's great.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I love Gone Girl. And they're like, oh, they have another book, Sharp Objects. This is great. It's like, that was great first, you dipshits. But, you know, whatever. It takes something to get something rolling.
Yeah.
Just
like
sure.
Wherever
video,
the attention comes
like, oh,
from.
This is viral now. It's like, well, I have a whole other content.
Yeah, and if you're an author, you're like, please go back. I have six more books.
There's more before
this one
took
off.
Make that one a movie, too.
Yeah. Please buy them.
But Amy Adams.
Make a movie, please. Yes. Make a movie out of that story.
What else have you been watching, dude? Anything new?
Like
I said, I've been watching Castle Rock. Did we talk about that earlier? On air?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know.
That's what we're watching right now is Castle Rock on Hulu.
I don't know if I did this latest. This is a new tangent on something completely different. But I was just thinking about it, and I don't know if I ever did mention the follow up phone call from Jay Leno.
No, you did not. Bro? You sent a message in Messenger, I think.
Well,
where
no,
he called your dad, and like,
he called my dad,
right?
And they talked, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to read your book and get back to you."
Nice.
Well, he got back to him.
Oh, cool.
And they talked for a very long time.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I didn't tell you about that. I don't know if I did or not. I forgot.
Briefly in Messenger.
That's
it. Then it happened.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know the deets.
It went very, very well.
Nice.
And my dad did not ask him for anything.
Right.
Which is good.
Yeah, totally.
But he's like, let's communicate. Oh, and so... I feel like I must have told this, but, you know, that's how it goes. You never know.
You probably told your significant other.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But
which isn't Jerry,
so,
by the way.
So Jay's wife, one of the things that he read about my dad and like about his civil rights work and all this stuff, that his wife was up for a Nobel Prize.
Oh,
and
nice.
She does like some like work for like third world country stuff and like is this – humanitarian type work.
Score.
And right so on. There's this angle that you know that he might be down for like helping produce some like socially conscious content in the future that involves my dad and some of the other people around, as well as coming on our show and giving us a boost.
A little bump.
Yeah, just
for
a little,
sure.
Leno bump. Little Jay Leno
bump. Little bump.
So
little bump.
But I did listen to him on Mark Maron. And it's funny, if you ever listen to Mark Maron, half the comedians, if not more than half, he's had an issue with at some point.
Right.
Like, and so,
like a beef.
Yeah. And so there was this whole like kind of feeling out process from both of them that like, I don't think you like me. I don't think you like me. You know, like, and so it kind of goes back and forth.
That's
fun. And it was interesting to hear Jay kind of talk in that capacity. Anyway, it's still alive and even more promising than it was before.
Score.
So that's good.
Right on.
Yeah.
So back to
we're talking about new shows.
Now I don't know of any new shows right now. Honestly, like
you're not watching anything.
You said
you were watching all sorts of stuff.
I watched things. I watched some stuff that I have streamed.
Did you watch Noises Off yet?
No,
mm-hmm.
I have not.
You watch Chaplin yet?
Actually, Chaplin was on Prime, so I watched about half of it with Andrea
from the beginning.
I believe so.
Okay.
But
I guess with streaming, you have to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm still used to like, I heard about that, and you click on it, and it's like halfway through. Like,
right.
On cable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's news. Dude, you have cable.
Well, sort of. Yes.
What?
I do. I have new internet. So I decided to sign up with AT&T internet.
Boo.
I'm done with Cox.
Who is not sponsoring this show right now.
Right.
I
see.
I don't have Cox. Okay. It's for the first time in... 15
My
years.
Experience is AT&T internet specifically sucks.
Okay.
Same.
Okay, but this is fiber internet, which is higher.
More better.
Right.
It's fiber more
optic cable.
It's just more better.
It's not coax, yeah.
It's not, well, or it's not DSL, which right. is what old AT&T internet
right.
was.
Back in my day.
So it's the internet's money.
You got a deal? You got a deal with them?
Well, I was paying $85 a month for Cox.
Just mm-hmm. internet?
Just internet.
Sure.
That's a lot.
Yes.
And that's gone up 100% since I've got...
Yeah, I'm paying like 90 for
we
my...
We pay $39.99 for... Or $29.99 for internet.
As a part of a combo with a...
Nope, just internet.
With who? With Cox?
Cox.
What?
How many megabytes?
30.
Oh, that's slow.
It is. But it works for the two of us.
As long
okay.
It works, yeah.
That's cool. I get 100.
For the most part.
And it works pretty good.
Yeah.
It works good. I mean, it's as much as
we are limited based on we don't know what our budget's going to be, so we chose cheap and
that's
can
smart.
Upgrade later.
You could just do it with a phone call,
exactly.
Probably.
Yeah, right. They just bump it up.
So,
but yeah, $30.
So it's a trip to not have Cox
30 megs
Cox anymore because they it wasn't as satisfying because at some point, like in the midst of your slavery to the old cable system
right.
where you just felt like you're just under their thumb and they're smoking fat cigars and laughing in your face.
Fat cigars right. filled with money.
What are you going to do? How else are you going to watch HBO? Ha, ha, ha.
They're basically Pete from Goof Troop.
Yes, so,
that's valid.
So, you know, it was a slow decline over the years of that.
Yeah.
You know, they've been just hemorrhaging customers for the last decade.
Dude, it's so funny you said... How else are you going to watch your HBO? Because that's not their thing anymore. When I called to set up the internet, the lady on the phone, because I was expecting like a whole sales pitch, and I was just going to be like, nope, 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 nope.
Right.
I just want this cheap-ass internet.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm going to stream everything.
Right.
Anyway, so, and then she was like, oh, you don't want cable? And I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, oh, well, how are you going to watch your live sports?
Booyah.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Live TV. They
that's still that is
have
their
this.
That's their
sports
only
is the
only
last
thing.
Bastion of
yeah.
live TV.
Yeah,
because
of,
you can't pay $14 to watch the NFL,
nope.
which is stupid.
Come on, NFL, get on it.
NFL Network, you still have to have
you have to
DirecTV
or
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's still exclusive for something.
One of the many, many reasons that I
Well, they probably
mad about the NFL and just like I'm not. They're not in a great place with.
Well, they probably signed an exclusive contract with them 15 years ago, and they wanted to
get
out
of
it. I'm sure they could break it and just pay billions of bucks or whatever. But they're just like, yeah, whatever. We'll just set our own thing
when
the time comes. But it's going to be so behind the times.
Yeah, and that
because their contract's still going with DirecTV, whoever it is.
Well, the way that like you know the future of. Cable television, even DirecTV, like as we know it,
right.
is probably like it's going to be as obsolete as CDs before
right.
long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so that whole thing of investing in a channel, like because cable's where it's at, so we'll get our own channel where we force people to watch and put our games on. Fuck the NFL, fuck the NFL, man. Especially with that
Tell
Thursday,
us how you really feel.
Thursday night games, their own network,
oh
and then
God.
They play
and, dude,
on CBS too.
And,
now,
fucking,
after they had to, because nobody was watching this stupid network.
Yeah, that was a big, big stupid mistake.
Yeah.
Not to mention concussions and their collusion to
the NFL's amazing, BJ, shut up.
They are not. But anyway.
The National Fun Ball League. The No Fun League.
Yeah.
The, God damn it.
No, I got you way tangented on,
right?
On walking away from Cox.
Oh, but the one, no, I'm back on to the NFL.
Okay.
Because, DraftKings, dude.
Oh yeah.
Fuck that too.
Really?
Yes.
You know, a fan of the DFS?
It's just it's gambling. It's just gambling.
Well,
it's the same.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have, you shouldn't have stuff that you gamble on being an investment in the sport that you're, that that is being gambled on.
Gambling shouldn't be a reason to watch the sport.
Well, not only that,
no,
like
he's saying, you shouldn't see ads for gambling on football while watching football.
So.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And yeah. that the football is sponsored by gambling.
Yeah, I dug that.
That's
out of that.
That's the thing. You shouldn't be able to
sponsored by DraftKings.
Well, remember the Black Sox scandal? Not
the
personally,
NFL,
but like
brought to you by DraftKings.
Pretty much. That's how it is.
God, how did that guy get that voiceover job? By the way, the Sports Center guy. God, I think I've talked about that before. It drives me crazy.
But Sports you remember
Center, brought to you by Bud Light.
Oh
like,
God!
No one wants to hear that all day.
Sorry. So you remember the Black Sox scandal.
The Black Sox scandal.
I surely remember it.
Yes, that was a scandal. But they...
yes.
That big Artie, what's his name? The big mobster who was kind of like running the whole gambling thing.
Yeah.
Was like, Major League Baseball brought to you by Artie's, what's his name? By
sure.
Yeah.
You know, some notorious gangster.
Sure.
And these are the exact same people running these, running Vegas and running this gambling and NFL is just kind of sold out to them completely.
Oh yeah.
And it's detrimental to society. It's just bad. It's just a bad thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I sense a disagreement.
Are you saying I should delete my DraftKings account?
There
no,
it is.
I mean, you know that.
I've never done DraftKings or what's the other one?
I did it like on a free.
There was another one too.
FanDuel and DraftKings.
Is that one gone?
No, they're both still there.
But DraftKings, like at least on this Sunday when I turned it on for the first time, it was DraftKings up the ass.
Yeah.
Like it was,
but they're not but the NFL is not sponsored by DraftKings. DraftKings pays the money to put their advertising.
What do you
out
call
there.
That?
Well, that's like
I mean,
anybody.
They're making
like
yeah.
like a car commercial
sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light pays for advertising.
No, but they specifically say sponsored by Bud Light because they are a sponsor donating money to do that, to have their name there. They're paying for them to say sponsored by Bud Light.
But it's DraftKings.
But they
what
don't
is
say,
DraftKings?
They don't
are they
say,
doing that
they
too?
Don't say sponsored by DraftKings, do they?
Pretty much.
But
I mean,
they no, it's not pretty much. It either is or it isn't.
No, because if you're running the commercial, you run a commercial for Bud Light.
You ain't.
You run three commercials for Bud Light during a quarter.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they're paying for those commercials. But they are not saying, now let's go take a look at the Bud Light halftime show.
Oh,
they're not
no.
saying,
they,
let's go to the DraftKings halftime
they
show.
They are doing that because they're mentioning it way too much. Like
the announcers, the broadcast announcers,
once the commercial's
we can
over,
double check,
saying,
if, yeah. it's not like, if it's not that, it's clearly indoctrinated. It's like involved in the NFL.
Yeah, but that's any company that has enough money can do that.
Well, you shouldn't be able to if you're betting on the product that you're supposed to have
Why
integrity
not?
In.
Why not?
Because you have a conflict of interest as a business.
Yeah, but everyone's betting on
fantasy
sports.
What BJ's saying
is
like the difference between those other companies and something like DraftKings is that their product is a product all on
Doritos.
Its own that could exist, you know, in a vacuum without
Doritos
the NFL.
Doritos could exist without Doritos.
Right.
Without
Doritos could be a
NFL.
Thing without the NFL.
Right.
DraftKings is not a thing without the NFL.
True.
Like, so it's just not.
But why can they not pay to have their commercials out there like everyone else?
Because
and their
what,
product
their, what their product
is us.
Yeah, we're their product, but also our product, we don't win.
They capitalized on fantasy sports.
They
like
capitalize on the they capitalize on gambling like Vegas does. But you don't the house doesn't lose in Vegas. That you lose when you go and you gamble, you lose.
Yeah. Over time.
And
you
so
will lose.
So sure. when they put in these casinos in Native American areas,
sure.
the entire area I don't know if you know any older folks who have just lost their shirt going to casinos, but it happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's and so the net gain to an area, they say we're providing all these jobs, like is not accurate. They're sucking the life out of a lot of areas. And then this is the exact same thing, just in a different format.
So the long and short of it is you just don't like gambling.
I like gambling within its thing. Like I don't mind betting on games in Vegas. Okay, but if I'm not gonna bet on the Bally's Casino presents NHL hockey. What's your line on the game? You know, it's like, and Bally's Casino is part of the whole thing. It's just, it's too connected to what's happening. And,
sure.
And it's bad for you. I mean, it's bad for, you know, of course we always think, we all think, well, not me because I win.
Well,
you know,
well, not even that though, but isn't that up to each individual person to like not overdo it?
Yeah.
I understand that with gambling, it's much harder than with a lot of other things.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, like, I guess if there's something out there that there is an anonymous for.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Overeaters Anonymous.
Yeah.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Sure.
Gamblers Anonymous.
Sure.
That if there's something out there that requires that or has that even, then it's clearly something that gets into your into most people's addictive lifestyle or their tendencies to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even with pharmaceuticals, you can become considerably more susceptible to that desire mm-hmm. because of a change all of a sudden. And there's lots of different things that happen. And then all of a sudden you've given your whole freaking retirement away
to
FanDuel or to the casino down the street. It's not.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like when you make it that widespread that fast, and people can just kind of just jump on it,
yeah,
and supervise, you know, unhindered either. Like you just pick up your phone and I can just do it right now.
Yeah,
if I wanted to gamble away all of my rent right now,
yeah, and
I
the
could
NFL
do it on
is
my
promoting
phone.
That, and, yeah. you know, and they might say just like drink responsibly, you know, but
gamble responsible,
you know.
Please play responsibly.
Do they have an announcement like that? Does
play
Rav Kings have anything like that? Play responsibly.
Well, that's
maybe.
Any,
probably.
Any of them.
They're probably
Lotto
required
or
to.
Any, it's
I'm sure
play
they
responsibly.
To.
But
yeah.
still, you know.
Yeah. But
win $5 million. Play responsibly. All you hear is like, I'm $5 million. I need this money. So I'm going to do it. So anyway,
but,
I have a big problem with that.
But it could be fun. I've wanted to do it. It's like you draft a new team every time.
It probably is fun.
But you're a reasonable person who can do it in
moderation.
Right,
I'm like, I got $5. Here's my $5, and I'm going to try and win 10.
I would never say that it wasn't fun.
I'm not,
and
like, bankrolling my, like, $1,000 and, like, trying
right.
to
You should
that.
Be free to do that. But if you ask me, and if I think if I sat down, I could come up with a much better, like, directly connecting the dots to why it's a terrible idea for them to be invested in a gambling that's being gambled on their own product.
Yeah, instead of giving $5 to
because it's just like the Black Sox,
give $5 to patreon.com/lifesabinge.
There you go.
Because we didn't shout them out
you
at the
get
beginning.
So much
so
more.
Because
you
you're going to get Patreon. Great contact. Yeah. You might not win that $5 million.
Yeah, that's right.
right. But you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed.
Patreon.com/lifesabinge. Tony, David, Kathy, Jess. Thanks. Shout out, hour and a half in.
God damn it.
You're welcome.
And I still haven't done my own yet. I keep saying I'm
and soon to be.
All right, hold on.
Don't do it right now.
Siri, remind me to pledge a Patreon account to Life's a Binge.
Okay, I'll remind you.
She's going to remind me to pledge a Patriot on the couch.
There you go.
All right.
Now you're going to forget what that means when you get home.
Tom Brady's coming over.
Yeah, you're going to be like, what was I supposed to do to Tom Brady?
Oh, and also to Life's a Binge.
Nice.
Man, Siri.
Siri, how many times have I said like
batting a thousand?
Yeah, that's good times. how do we get on that?
NFL. So we're off it. Let's get off it.
The No Fun League.
Yeah. But I love the football league.
I love the No
I do
Fun
too.
And I was like
I
staring
too.
At my fantasy all day.
I love the game, man.
I did too.
The purity of this. The purity of the game will always win out over for me. Like
yeah.
I know there's all the other stuff surrounding it. But
yeah. There is, but
fantasy
but I can't say
that
it'll always win out
the
for
game.
Me anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I used to think that, but. I don't know. Like they shot themselves in the foot, if you ask me, with too much greed. Not to mention the sticking it to every community and that wants a football team and
we're done
and
we're
rating.
Done.
Yeah.
We're
so
done.
Anyway,
no more. What fun things did you watch, BJ? Anything fun? Like I said, we watched Castle Rock. We watched a lot of Dawson's Creek. And it got to the point where I was like, we need to start a podcast about Dawson's Creek, my wife and I.
You should.
Oh, yeah?
Because we would have some conversations.
But you know what? I mean, those kind of like, you know,
so when you're watching
things.
It, this might be a tangent, but when you're watching it, are you like watching it? Or are you more like commentating it to each other?
Oh, the
like,
whole time.
As you watch?
We're talking to each other the whole time.
Because that's what we do when we watch The Office now.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it so many times.
Oh, yeah.
We have all this insight and different feelings about the situation.
You
characters.
Probably like notice something like watch what she does in the background here when she
yeah.
says that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not only that, but just like anything that happens, you're like.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did put in
your
Life's Too Short
theatering it
the other day.
That's the Ricky Gervais
one with Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Davis.
Davis, thank you.
I just said his name right before you said that.
Isn't Warwick Dunn a football player?
Yeah.
NFL is on his mind. Yeah. NFL is ingrained. Brought to you by DraftKings.
I need to make a bet right now.
Sponsored by FanDuel.
Brought to you by FanDuel.
Oh damn it. You know what would have been cool?
That's so grating.
You know that there's an old Flintstones clip. Have you ever heard of it?
Yabba dabba doo.
No.
No.
Where Fred has a gambling problem.
Oh, God.
And they don't run it all the time. Like, they cut it out.
Yeah.
But he has a thing. Yeah. And then you can look it up and find it. And he has a thing where he's like, someone says, mentions bet. And he goes, bet. And
I do remember that.
Yeah. And they kind of like took it out of rotation a lot. But but it's just funny since we're talking about gambling. You know,
I'm so. Googling it.
That was they did that on The Simpsons too, right? With Marge.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Marge got addicted to gambling because the casino. Miss Burns opens up a casino,
right?
And she gets hooked on the slot machines.
Yeah, and there was a story about a woman who had a like a palsy, some sort of type of palsy where she had severe. You found it.
Yeah, so if you're like Fred, maybe you shouldn't be playing DraftKings.
Yeah.
That YouTube clip is titled Fred Flintstone Degenerate Gambler. No, there's a 30-second one that's just is titled
Bonnie,
Bet.
DraftKings is only $1.99.
Hey, Fred, open up. What do you want? How about a game of marbles, Fred? Marbles? Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Ooh,
why,
God.
Fred? I got my reasons. Hey, tell you what, Fred. We'll play for a nickel if you want to bet.
That's a better context for it.
God.
Want to play some marbles?
Hey, dude.
Fred.
That clip just made me laugh out loud.
It's a little overt.
That clip made me laugh out loud. How old do you think that clip from the Flintstones is?
45 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's still funny as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's not funny in that show. But
sure.
That clip was hilarious. Good job having comedy that holds up.
Humor still, it still plays.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like watching Chaplin. After we watched Chaplin and I missed a lot of it. Andrea pulled up a documentary. I'm going
to
watch it. She pulled up a documentary showing some old Charlie Chaplin stuff.
Oh, so good.
Dude, it's freaking brilliant.
Yeah. So
it's so good. Like, you're just like, that is so funny.
In Chaplin, the Downey Jr. movie, did you see when he first shows up as the tramp?
For Dan Aykroyd, and he's does a little audition.
No, when
for
him? He does the first movie after creating the tramp, and he do the chase, and he puts the lampshade on his head and all that stuff.
And they chase him up the thing, and then
up
they're
the stairs,
like,
down the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Like, yes,
and then they cut, and they're like,
"Yeah, well, God damn it, Chaplin, you're a genius!"
Yeah,
God damn.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that movie.
I
love
got
Charlie
real
Chaplin.
Feelings for this movie.
I love Charlie Chaplin.
That's awesome.
I want the only tattoo I've ever thought about getting is a Charlie Chaplin silhouette on my wrist.
So that'd be a good one. That'd be really good.
That would
one.
Be a great tattoo.
Yeah. So we were talking about Weird Science earlier.
Weird Science.
And it has Robert Downey Jr. in it.
Correct.
And he is
Wait,
so
what?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like two
He's
cool
like the
kids.
Jerk kid
yeah.
at the mall.
That dumped
the sodas on him.
Yeah, there's one who's taller and then he's shorter. And then they're real cool. And they're the girlfriends of... They're the boyfriends of the girls that they steal.
Yes.
Right.
And then they're the ones...
Which is also a thing in 80s movies.
Yeah.
Women are so flighty, you could just steal them right away.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's a topic there.
Yeah.
I gotta cut loose. Foot loose.
So, now what was I saying?
Robert Downey Jr.
RDJ.
Oh, how far away from Chaplin? Because he looks young in Chaplin.
He is young.
He is.
So, I want to find out how close to Weird Science that was.
That's shortly after.
Yeah,
Weird Science is late 80s. This is early 90s. Yeah. So I'd say about
because he wasn't
five,
the star of that
years.
Movie. Like,
oh no,
he was just a he was a very
he
like,
was that guy in
getting,
80s movies. Though.
Yeah, attention getting side guy.
Yeah,
that was always fun. He made me laugh all the time.
Yeah.
Like even as
Robert
an asshole,
Jr.
made me laugh.
He is so good
Solid.
At acting. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's why, dude. When it was Chaplin and it's him and it's Chaplin and I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking magic. It's
right
magic
on.
Time. It's like a brilliant actor portraying another brilliant actor, and it's fucking great.
Yeah, so I watched some Chaplin. I watched it, and then I watched some other real Chaplin stuff.
Yeah.
I just watched his Renaissance movie, like what brought Robert Downey Jr. back.
Mm.
Name that film.
Iron Man?
Kiss, no. Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Yes.
That was like the first one since...
That was his entry back into
back
making
after
movies.
After all his... Because he was in the legal trouble for...
Also
like,
a Shane Black movie, actually. Now that we've mentioned him twice.
Oh, really?
That is true. Yeah.
Interesting, too.
This is true. This is true.
He's so good in that movie.
He's good in everything. Everything. The guy's a freaking brilliant actor.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I'll be like, Robert Downey.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. sucked in that. Due Date. Ugh.
Nah. Yeah. I can't think of anything.
I'm sure he was good in that movie.
Probably.
Zach Galifianakis and him, and then like a road trip movie.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of cute.
I'm sure it was at least funny and that he was at least good.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I have no idea if the movie's
good. The Judge is another one that I was like, meh, this is not a great movie.
I remember hearing about that.
It was him and then Robert Duvall, and like his.
Yeah.
Robert Duvall's. It's basically like Robert Downey Jr. is all rich and hotshotty, and then he crashes in like a. It's like Doc Hollywood or whatever, where he like goes back to his hometown, and then his dad tries him for some bullshit, and then. Yeah,
his dad is
his dad's the judge, and he's all hard on him and stuff. Yeah,
interesting.
That's a good flick.
Cool.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is great.
Yeah, I like it.
Robert Duvall's good.
Nah.
Nah?
What? He's good.
Just kidding.
We are going to have
just
worse.
But speaking of like good movies and good people and stuff, I apologize to the listeners that are eagerly anticipating this showdown of the years,
the brackets showdown. And
stuff. But that's because as soon as we had that brilliant idea,
we moved.
I decided to move.
Turned
and,
our world
I
upside down.
Haven't had time to sit down and. Finish
now,
that.
If that were my idea but that I hadn't acted on, you know who to hear from. Sure, you're busy.
Hey,
you
I
have all the ideas. You have all these great ideas, but hey, you know what? You have ideas, and you love them like your children, and don't let me poo on them.
It's gonna happen. It will, but see, the difference is I'm going to make it happen.
And the difference is, I'll say, of course it will. Go get it.
Yeah,
as opposed to you,
know.
Like, sure, well, we'll never know. Like, there we go. Officially, you can't be on the Jay Leno episode now.
BJ, BJ builds you up while you break him
Rich
down.
Rich and I are going to do Jay Leno on our own. So
I'll be out of town.
That's right, Jared decided.
I'll be so busy.
He decided long ago that he wasn't going to
Jay
be
Leno, not making time for that.
Oh, my goodness. Good times. Rich, you got any shows you're watching or anything?
I have shows that I want to watch, but since that I also turned my life upside down by moving, I haven't watched anything new. So it has been like at the end of the night, let's just watch something easy and something that we know and watch out for.
Oh,
well, with
I do want to watch, let me get this whole thing right, Danny Rand, the Immortal Iron Fist, Sworn Enemy of the Hand, Season 2.
All right.
You know what? I didn't hate...
It's the way he says that. I was like, I don't know if I really want to watch it, but
I didn't hate Iron Fist as much as I think I was supposed to.
Yeah, you really should hate that.
That's clearly the vibe that I got long before I watched it. But I was like,
I have a problem with movies and shows where the title character is like, not that you should like every character in every movie. I understand that, but when I'm supposed to like someone and they're the least likable person, in that property, I have a problem with that.
That's a big problem.
I can see that.
It's a big problem.
And I could see.
And he can't fight.
How he does that.
He's supposed to be like the martial arts superhero, and homeboy cannot fight. I'm sorry.
To me, he's like Kung Fu. What's the dude? David Carradine.
Yeah.
Where like if you were to like look at it, or like a lot of these guys,
if
like
you
John
put it
Saxon,
under any kind of scrutiny.
Yeah, from all these karate movies, they were karate guys. Like Jim Kelly was legit,
right?
You know, and clearly Bruce Lee was legit.
Yeah.
But other guys would just kind of have like a couple moves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like The Rock doing sign language. You know, he could do like a couple little things in his movie.
Wait,
like,
when are you okay? The Rock do sign language?
Rampage, dude. You gotta watch
you
Rampage.
You keep referencing
dude.
That he doesn't know sign language. Like,
oh
there has to have been somebody on set going like.
Showing him what
I'm
to do.
I'm sure there had to be, but he does very. It's so funny because they, whatever reason, they only choose to show him doing like a
it
couple
looks
of
really
things.
Half-assed.
But it has to be the same words.
Like, I'm sure it's the right words.
Like,
yeah, I'm sure it's the right word.
Okay, or
yeah.
You're scared, I'm scared, or
right.
Whatever it is. Like, whatever he has to be doing it right. Otherwise,
no, I'm sure he's
you
doing it right.
You would have heard about it by now.
But for whatever reason, like, yeah, the when they show him doing it,
he just
it's,
looks
it's,
ridiculous
it's,
doing
a,
it.
It looks a little bit, but also you don't see him do hardly anything like else.
Yeah,
like he they communicate through sign language, but he only does a couple things.
You know,
like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
It's like, we are the world. We are
the
children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Get it.
Yeah.
BJ just signed that.
I signed that.
Yeah, if you guys didn't pick up on
and
that.
And if I can learn that, he can learn how to say more than, are you okay?
He probably did.
I'm sure he did. And probably ended up on the cutting room floor. But you should see the movie. It's very entertaining.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's stupid, but
it's fantastic.
Great.
I'm sure
it's
fantastic.
So great. Like, I was giddy. I was just like, yes.
We had a guest, because we had guests in town. That's the other thing. We decided to move and have guests in town. Back to back, like before we moved
in the new place,
in both.
Oh,
in the old place.
Did they help you move?
And then, no, I mean I wasn't gonna do that.
Same people?
No, different person.
Oh, got it.
Different
okay.
person.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So for the first guest, we watched Jumanji because she's like a very like
The Rock Jumanji.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
A very like tender sensibility and can't really just watch anything. Like I just throw on Game of Thrones if I want like something on in the background.
I know this. Right. Yeah.
This person could not watch that show. Yeah, like would not be able to stomach it.
Right. Sure.
So we watched Jumanji.
Fun Jumanji. Yeah.
Yeah, which is very lighthearted and nice
popcorn,
and digestible
fun,
and
good times.
Honestly pretty good.
It is very good.
I've heard that.
You have seen it?
No.
It's good times.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. It's The Rock.
My only problem is that like Kevin Hart's pretty much just Kevin Hart, but
right.
All the other performances are actually really good.
The only
Kevin
other weird
Hart is entertaining.
Really great. The
like
only other
yeah,
weird,
and he is, yeah.
The only other weird thing that I had about that movie, which they I'm really glad they played it up, was how old is The Rock? 50 something, right?
Good question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 50.
Sure.
Just say
give
he's
or take
50.
Give or take 5 years. Yeah.
And how old do you think is the woman that plays the girl that he likes in that movie?
Oh,
she's like 20 something, right?
15.
Yeah,
20 something. And there's and like they're playing teenagers, quote unquote,
right?
Who have crushes on each other, and so at some point you're like they're gonna kiss each other,
right?
But then like this 50-year-old man about to kiss this 20-year-old girl.
So yeah. She becomes the person that she becomes in the game
is a hot woman.
Is a hot.
So she's a teenager, but she's
well, they're
like
all
a few
teenagers.
Years later.
They're all teenagers.
They're all in high school, and they all get sucked
into
the video
into the
game, and then they turn into the avatars.
So the so her avatar is only like a few years older than she is in real life.
Kinda, yeah. I would say
like
she's like, yeah.
But Rock's avatar is older.
Well, yeah, the kid's a teenager.
He's a
scrawny little white kid, and then he's the Rock, who's 50 years old.
And
but I mean, he doesn't look like an old man.
Is the character he's playing 50? Probably not. Like they probably weren't going for that, but we know
but we know in real life The Rock's 50 and he's about to kiss a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
because it's the movie.
Jillian Jacobs.
No, that's she's on Community. But anyway, like that's people were like, "What's with these old dudes kissing these young women?" And and it's kind of like a hot topic
that's
of sorts.
Been a recurring topic,
right? Where it's like, "Oh, how come like they only cast young women, but men can be old as fuck and like still make out with women in Hollywood," which is an ongoing thing.
I mean,
but
I think that's a good question to ask.
Right.
Every
which,
time
like
it comes
I said,
up.
It's an ongoing thing. But in Jumanji, they like played it up to where like, uh-oh, they're about to kiss and it's going to be all weird.
Karen Gillian.
There you go. But then they like awkwardly kissed because neither of them had kissed before. And so they made it a joke.
They play it for laughs.
And I was like,
and it's effective.
Works.
Yeah,
I was
totally
like,
works.
That works on all levels.
Yep.
Well done, Jumanji.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep.
That
I'll
was a long-winded
to that
story to get to that point. I apologize.
It's all good. Hey, I'm not about to judge anybody on a long-winded story. So.
Oh, good times.
But yeah, watching like random movies and like I just bought Infinity War, so I watched that. Which is
no, just putting stuff on in the background and doing everything.
We're doing everything we have to do. Yep.
It sucks.
Well, next 2 days, I'm going to watch something for sure because...
Like Noises Off?
Maybe. Maybe. Because I'll have to watch it on the internet.
You should just download it.
So download it.
I sent you a file so you could download it.
Yeah, but download and watch it where? I got to watch it here.
Sent him a file.
You know, it's no big deal. But I mean...
You get put it on a jump drive and plug the jump drive into your PlayStation and then play it on your TV.
Yeah.
Into my PlayStation, huh?
Yeah.
You know that
so
USB
like
drive?
You
it's
can
on
put
your
a,
PlayStation.
Yeah. No, I'm, you know what? I'm sure I don't use my
However,
PlayStation
here is,
nearly
to
as
here,
much.
Here, power. Here is a tip. Yeah. If you're because if you have any movie file and you want to put it on, you can put it on any flash drive.
Uh-huh.
You put the flash drive in your PlayStation. You can play it via the PlayStation Media Player, which might not be defaulted on your home screen because you never use it. Go to your library and find it there. Mm. And make sure that in your jump drive, it is in a folder called movies or something. Like if you just put a bunch of files in there, it will not read it. It only reads folders, and then once it reads the folder, it will then play the file.
Interesting.
Got it?
Some good info.
So, because I was just thinking, like,
it took me
a
long
like
time. I was like, oh, I have the file. Why
so
can't I watch
like
the stupid movie?
So, yes. So I'm taking like my flash drive.
Yep.
That's so it's like I want to show somebody Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
Put it
that
in
I was on.
Called TV
did I mention I was on Wheel of Fortune?
I never heard that story.
Yes.
I should tell you that story. One day I'll tell you that story.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But okay, good.
So,
that's exciting. I'm going to try that.
So get, on your flash drive, create a folder called movies or shows or whatever, and then put your file in that folder and then take it out, plug it in your PlayStation, go to your media player on your PlayStation, which is there somewhere, and then go to the file or the folder called movies, and then your files will be in there.
Cool. Cool. I'm gonna try that, but probably when you watch a show, that's probably when I'll
noises off.
When I'll try it.
I watch stuff.
I
watch things.
I try stuff with my PlayStation. So.
Yeah.
There is one new thing I'm watching.
What is it?
Attack on Titan.
I don't know what that is.
It's an anime.
It's an anime, yeah. Mm. But I'm only familiar with it. I've never watched
it's
it.
It's giant people. Yeah. If it kind of falls, so that's what it is. It's the all of humanity lives within like these ringed walls, right? And outside the walls are these giant
titans,
mindless titan things that eat people for fun, not because they need to, but they just eat people because it's fun.
Nice. So the people and of are course, Smurfs, like the walls and break the and the are Gargamel.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And like the walls break and like stuff happens, but like the first season is very much about like the threat of the titans and like they can, it could happen at any time. Like nice. It kind of reminds me of The Walking Dead, where it's like, you know, the threat of the zombies is right. very it's real and ever time. Present.
Right.
But then it just kind of goes off the rails into other stuff as the show goes on and on. And you're like, man, this is, it's still good, but it's just not, it's not why I watched, it's not why I started watching the show.
Right.
And it's the same feeling that I'm getting, that I get when I try and go back and watch The Walking Dead. Like, I watched this to watch zombie stuff happen.
Right.
Right.
And now I'm watching humanity be crappy. Like, I get that, that's where you wanted to go, but
that stupid show too.
That's not what grabbed. That's not what grabbed me.
That show drives me insane.
That's not what grabbed me, and that's what I want. Like, I want what grabbed me. I want more of that. Yeah. I don't want, that's not, I want you to like be creative and change. Like, okay, sure. But like, give me some of it at least, like a little, you know. So
we still haven't done a Walking Dead episode, have we?
No, it would just be me being angry.
Well, you know,
I'd be angry too, actually.
Yeah. And you know what I did with that, and I just kind of screwed that whole.
You dropped out of it, and then you came back right when
at the worst part ever.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
wait, when? How did that? What?
Well, when all the it was big news when. It was big news when I think season 7 premiered.
Uh huh.
Well, because the end of the previous season, Negan shows up and he's like with his freaking bat and he like whoopity womps on somebody and you're like, who did he whoopity womp on?
Oh, it doesn't show you at the end of this? Oh my
no.
God.
but at the beginning
at
of
the
this
premiere, yeah. It shows you what went down.
Oh, so see, I didn't know that had already happened, but even still.
Yeah. But like, BJ I'm watched the premiere.
Because everybody's like, talking about the premiere and they're like, oh no, this is like too much. Like too much.
Oh.
And so like, huh. And yeah. So I'm like, let me watch it.
I know what happens.
But did you see the episode?
No. The premiere episode?
Yeah.
I've seen like scenes from it. I haven't watched the whole episode. So I've seen the whole eyeball thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I watched that. I watched that. And
the
I
whole
was like,
eyeball thing.
And I was just like,
nope.
It was gore porn.
It was
like,
too much.
Yeah. It was like, it was just like, you like, how cruel and can we be?
Right.
And it was like it was testing the audience of like,
yeah, no,
what do you think about this? What about when I do this to him? What do you think of that? Or how about this? You know, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't. That doesn't turn my crank. And it's
in the context of the show, I felt like they
that's
didn't
what I always
go,
say.
No,
that
I felt like they didn't go too far with it. The only problem I have is that just fucking shoot the guy in the face. Like,
yeah, why?
Like, everyone's like, no, then his people will turn on you and do that. And it's like, so?
Yeah.
You ever hear, like, find the queen ant and shoot her, and guess what? The ants are like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Just fucking kill the guy.
Yeah.
Just take it a fucking
who,
sword.
Negan?
Yes.
That's yeah, and that's why you're saying like, why doesn't someone kill?
Just
this
shoot him
guy?
In the face. Yeah.
And so
he like shows up into town. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm cool, and I got all the power. And you know what? Here, hold my gun for me, Rick. And I know that I got you so whipped, you're not gonna do shit." Rick should just be like, "Pull
bang,
that guy
out.
Thanks
yeah.
for the gun, Dick. I shot you in the head.
That was stupid of you."
But like, yeah. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate about that fucking show.
Yeah. And I'll never go back.
And
I mean,
I hate that everyone sucks. Everyone they come across sucks. And I'm like, how come no one in how come no one in the apocalypse isn't like, oh my God, more people? Fuck
this is
yeah.
great. Yeah.
We need
that's
more
exactly
people.
What we need.
Band
yeah.
together.
Instead, it's like, hey, more people, we're going to eat you. What?
Your eyes got so big right there.
What? God, I hate it. I hate that nobody is good.
Eating them part of the story? Like humans eating the other humans?
Yes. That's one of the storylines.
They show
yeah.
up and they're like, oh, safe haven. This we're going to be safe here.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
good.
They
we
try
have
to
rations.
Eat them.
We have rations now.
And then they try to eat them.
Yeah.
Together, we can grow a farm and we can do this.
No. Like,
here,
no
you.
One is good. It
we can
drives
get
me
in here
insane.
Too.
And then there's like one little spark of hope where, like, hey, it's going to be good. And then guess what happens? A group shows up and tries to fucking murder them.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come everyone's evil? Like, that's not. I choose
people
to believe
so
in my heart of hearts that in the apocalypse, people would band together and not drift further apart.
Well, we're going to find
nice.
Out soon.
Yeah.
Just watch Handmaid's Tale. Anyway. Anything else? No? We good?
Yeah, man, I think we're good.
We good? We good?
I feel good.
It's all good?
Yeah. I feel good.
I say we're nice good. We didn't really talk about much. Oh, I do want one quick thing.
Okay.
So you got cable. Going so it's way not back really to cable. That. Yeah. Well, you have you turn on your TV and there's channels there.
Yeah, it's real. It's like the basic ones, and then there's maybe like 20 others, maybe.
Right.
So then the one that's and
you got DVR. You got DVR. You
got a DVR,
okay.
But
there you go.
All the channels aren't high def, like which
huh?
is yeah.
What?
It's like 1,000. Everything from 1,000 on is high def. And it's like, so all the locals
oh,
are in high
well,
def.
Oh, well, yeah, just watch the 1,000
oh, yeah.
ones. But they don't have all, the, like, they don't have the high def Food Network.
It's there somewhere.
I don't know.
It's gotta
I haven't
be
been
on
able
there.
To find it. It's
why would somewhere. You want to watch Food Network not in high def?
Right.
Like, it's
well,
gotta be there.
It's not as appealing.
I agree with you. Yeah.
It's there somewhere.
Just I get, will double check.
Just check your channel
I...
guide. Or, like, actually pull it up on the internet. Like, AT&T, UVerse,
yeah.
Yeah,
Food Network, HD.
I have a feeling, like,
it's there.
I hope so. I hope so. Because
if not, you got gypped.
Yeah. If not, call
well,
him.
And
like,
so, but the thing
fuck?
Is we were paying $85. So right. I never did get around to it.
Right.
But we were paying $85 for that.
Uh-huh.
We're paying $75 now for
so
internet
more.
and
is that limited?
Is that introductory?
Is that
like,
yeah.
Is that
we've been hurt before.
Is that
our brains went right to that
price
place.
For a year and then
no.
it goes yeah. double or some shit?
No, it's not. It's
that's
not.
The price
it's just
it
UVerse, and it's just the basic. It's UVerse,
okay.
And so they don't have to put a DirecTV onto your house.
Yeah.
They just run it through the same line that your internet
right.
comes through.
Right.
And so. And then, but you have a cable box and everything, and a DVR that's built into it.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Mm-hmm.
It's
so
still
far,
cheaper.
So far,
yeah,
the internet's
cheaper.
Good, but I gotta say, Cox customer service was always good.
Oh yeah,
always
oh, yeah.
like really good.
Yeah.
And AT&T so far is
no, they suck.
Shit,
dude. And it's
yeah.
like what you said. You bring it up often, and it makes me laugh. Where like you go into Cox or you call Cox,
uh-huh.
and they're just like, hi. I understand that you're calling to cancel your service. Is that
right?
And then
they're
you just
so
hear
hurt.
Like this.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, no. We'll give you HBO for a year.
Please
we'll,
don't go, baby.
We'll give you anything you want. Just please keep cable. And
I
you're
still
like,
love you.
I just want the internet. And they're like, well, we'll give you this really good internet so you can stream all your stuff. And you're like, that's too expensive. And they're like, but.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like,
it's just like a sinking.
Dick.
It's like a sinking ship.
I'm trying to think of what. Oh, and that's from.
Like a sinking
what
ship.
What movie is that? Dang it. That's the dude. Oh, it was MacGyver. Did you ever see the movie of MacGyver?
No.
There's an actual MacGyver?
No.
Or MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Yeah.
MacGruber. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once.
And like his go-to line, MacGruber's go-to line is,
I'll suck your
dick.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do that. Like, here, I'm like opening the door, like, please let me in there. I'll suck your dick. You don't have to
yeah,
do that.
We're
like,
good. Yeah. We're good. We're good, MacGruber.
So anyway,
good.
That's how I think when I watched that, that made me think of the of,
yeah,
the,
of cable
Cox,
companies.
Yeah.
I'm like, please,
we'll pay you to have cable.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, wait, what?
Nah. I'm good. I'm good with my Netflix.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to everyone out there for listening. And I know I kind of joked about tossing it in there midway through, but for real, patreon.com/lifesabinge. We do love all our patrons, and I don't want
do
you
it.
To feel slighted by saying that we didn't shout you out at the beginning of the episode. I just forgot, because that's what we do when we get caught up chit-chatting. As you guys know, you guys have been around for long enough, you know that we just ramble about bullshit forever and ever and ever.
But having four Patreons
mm-hmm.
Is exciting.
Patrons.
Yeah.
Patrons. And then what do you call them? You call them patrons.
They are patrons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Via Patreon.
Okay.
Yes.
So having four patrons.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, there's
it's
more.
It's exciting.
But those are the four that paid for us to say their names.
Right. So, but anyway, it's just exciting that
so
we have
we
like
hear
a
your
little,
name,
bit, little bit of stuff coming in.
Level.
You
yeah.
know, like,
yeah.
you know.
We got stuff coming
I just
up, man.
Bought a mixing board, you know.
I want to see it. Did you bring it?
I didn't bring it. It's in, still in the box.
I wanted to touch your board.
You could touch it.
I wanted to play with it.
You could play with it all you want, man. You could have at it.
Well, this just took
but,
a turn.
I
want
to leave. I want to leave sounding like this. That's a callback to a joke an hour and a half ago.
They'll know what it is.
Can yeah. I see your board?
That was one hell
that
of a board.
That was one hell of a
that
board
a nice
you showed
board,
me there,
yeah.
Son. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Smoking your Jay Cutler cigarette.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I don't know what
coming around
to
full.
You.
Believe in something. Just do
yes.
it. Anyway, don't. Thank you guys out there for listening, but we'll let you go now after 2 hours of us rambling in your ear holes. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we'll
see you
on
the
couch.